participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Wildcard caller in New York, welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good evening.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you a question along similar lines as the previous caller. I think it's a little bit of an arrogant presumption on your part. When it comes to the relationship between quantum mechanics and the theories behind ass play, and for you to just say that the only intelligent life is on this planet, or that there is, in fact, intelligent life on this planet, proves that you have not paid close attention to the callers of the Don and Mike Show. And my question is, where's your crop detector now?
Yes, every once in a while we'll get one of those that come through.
Stay tuned for your shot at big bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in the company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Stop, Don, Don, Rock.
I just like saying the word ass.
Stop, Don, Don, Rock.
Stop, Don, Don, Rock. I just like saying the word ass.
Stop, Don, Don, Rock. Can't stop, Don, Rock. You can't stop.
Wah, 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 wah.
Ladies and gentlemen, not to blow my own horn, but that is top-notch comedy.
I like my beer cold, my TV loud, and my homosexuals flaming.
Wah, 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 wah.
Check my paranoia. Check my paranoia. Check my paranoia.
Woo!
Check my paranoia.
I just like saying the word ass.
Check my paranoia. Rumble, rumble, dancing like Madonna.
I just like saying the word ass.
My paranoia, my rumble, rumble, dancing like Madonna.
Wah, 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 wah.
What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
He would have an enormous rumble.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know could fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, no.
Now, let me say,
oh, no.
I was very surprised to see these guys last night at Club West. Yeah.
Get them out of here. Go away. Die. Die.
I thought they were against that type of behavior.
Yeah.
Now, they were there.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
They recruit everywhere. Never be surprised. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Suck. But suck loudly at all the ships at sea. Now, here to entertain you, dressed only in their white socks, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. And
hi, Rob.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show on this new episode for you on this Thursday.
Thursday.
October Tenard.
Right.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
There you go. There he is.
That's as tight as some of those dancers' asses last night at Club West.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I had a slightly different vantage point than you did.
Yeah.
You, I'm going to surprise Mike today. I am going to say bravo to you, sir.
Oh, sure.
Bravo, and I mean it.
Absolutely.
You paid off the yep. bet last night. And
well, I was saying driving down with Wendell and Lisa, and one of the things I said is...
Party van.
When you and I have a bet, we have always paid off the bet. And
well,
you pay off the bet the way the bet is supposed to work, and you don't flinch on the bet, you don't back down on the bet.
Right.
You do what you can, and I had enough moral support
you did.
On my side of the bar with a couple of those gay guys that were there the last time we were there, and Homo Joe and Cheryl the Big Dyke.
And what new gay guys.
What I could have done without is Robert the Angry Mailman. I could have done without Robert with his lollipop, with his Virginia Slims with the condom in it. I could have done without the commentary. And frankly, I could have done without Wendell's commentary when he came over and said, hey, look at that. Look at the alcohol they have on the bar. Beef eaters. You know, all that crap, keep away from me. But Homo Joe, you know, was sitting there. I was chatting with Homo Joe. I was talking to Homo Joe more than I've talked to that guy in 10 years.
He was your friend, wasn't he?
And we have people standing by who were there last night. We'll talk about the bet. I want to mention one thing very quickly about the shooting. There was another shooting last night in D.C.
Where?
You know, Mike, pretty goddamn close to to where we all go to get gasoline and to where we all live and visit.
Right.
And I'm going to flip-flop now, and I'm going to get mad at the media.
Hmm.
Here's why. We leave Club Wet, where Mike pays off his bet. We are out the door at 9 o'clock. I mean, it's 8:59, and I'm the one that went over to Mike and said, hey, it's 8:59, let's
God
go.
God bless you. I ran out of there.
Let's get the hell out of here.
I was ready to leave.
Right. So we get in the car and turn on the news radio station. You hear another guy's been shot, this time at a gas station in Manassas, Virginia.
Right.
Now, the radio station we work for, WJFK, is licensed to... Fairfax, Manassas, Virginia.
Right.
So it's real close. So they're saying it's a Sunoco station. It's a Sunoco station that I know when we've been out that way, my wife and I, we go shopping sometimes down that way, we've been there.
Right.
So immediately I'm thinking, wow, this is close.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to get home, and I want to turn on TV, and now's the time that I want them to go into overload.
I was about as pissed off as a human being can be.
And this is the difference. I'm telling you, the difference is when you have snipers shooting people in the morning, when all you're going to preempt is the Ricky Lake Show and Judge Joe Thomas or whatever his name is, and Hollywood Squares, the TV station's got no problem with
it. You'd be all over it.
But last night, when there was the ninth person in 2 weeks shot and killed in D.C., last night...
Wasn't the ninth person shot and killed. It was ninth person
seven
shot.
Killed. Seven, seven killed, ninth shot, excuse me.
Right.
All they could do was run a crawl on the bottom of the screen during the West Wing and during the baseball game.
I was beyond fractured by the lack of coverage. And you're right. It's all about what's convenient... And the money and everything else about these TV stations and not having the manpower. And you know what? I'll tell you what else it is. It's where we are out there. And I live out there. You know I live out there. And what it is, it's about being just far enough out where it doesn't really matter to these TV stations.
You know what? I disagree. I think it's all about prime time.
You think so?
I think that because the other one...
I felt completely neglected last night. I really did. It's even on the local news, when I was watching the local news, where they just seemed to be covering other things. If it had been closer into D.C., they would have been all over it because we were one county outside the metro.
I was looking for the wall-to-wall coverage that we had, even when where was the other Virginia one at?
Spotsylvania,
which is not exactly in the D.C. metro.
No, and that's probably further. That's further out than Manassas.
And they covered the hell out of that shooting.
Right.
All I know is that last night I got home, and after all the bashing I'd done, I was ready to turn on the magic box and see about this latest sniper attack. And all of the channels, 4, 5, 7, 9,
None of them were running anything. Channel 5 during the baseball game ran a crawl on the bottom of the screen.
CNN was where you would get your information.
Right.
That's where you had to go to get your information.
Right. And I'm telling you, it's all about when it happens. Mm-hmm. That when somebody gets shot in the middle of the day, when they have programming they can afford to blow off,
right,
they'll blow it off. But last night you had first-run episodes of...
Maybe I took it too personally. I was pissed off last night, but I think you're right. I think it's about the scheduling and what's convenient for them and their manpower, which they probably don't have allocated, you know.
I bet they do. I don't think that there's a problem. I think that...
No, I think really in the morning they've got all their bodies that are in there, all their news people, at, you know, at the station, and then you've got your little crew that does your 11 o'clock news.
But they've got night crews that are ready, and certainly now, for God's sakes, they know that they've got of people working around the clock.
But even on the local news, Don, last night, they weren't giving it the same kind of coverage, you know, when it was before preemption. You know, when they went 11 o'clock, when they went to the regular news, you weren't getting the same kind of coverage that you would get in the morning with the morning shooting. I didn't understand that at all.
Yeah, I can't say I was in Dreamland by 11 last night.
I was actually down there last night. I drove down there because it's close to where I am, and I drove around the area, around the scene, and they had everything cordoned off, and I'd been in there last week filling up my car. And when you weren't here the other day, I was talking about getting my TiVo. I didn't even tell you this. I got a TiVo unit. I bought my TiVo.
Congratulations.
And I was at the Best Buy.
Welcome to last century.
I was at the Best Buy that you could spit on the Sunoco station from the Best Buy that I was at. And I was making the comment. It was late at night when I was coming out with the TiVo. It was the first time where I you know, was conscious of being, you know, out in the open. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing about, and I will tell you, I speak with authority on this area. These are my stomping grounds, and I will tell you right now, If he did it in that little area, I don't know how he wasn't seen. Just on the configuration of the area. Of course, you could say that about everywhere this guy is struck,
right,
that he does it in busy areas. But I was trying to think about the area where you go around there, mm-hmm, and it's so commercial. It is so thick with commercial, with restaurants, with different places. I just don't know where he would have done this and really gotten away once again without being seen.
I guess he was seen by witnesses, or at least the vehicle was, the white Dodge Caravan that headed for 66.
The white Caravan. And right, when I got back on my back road, right, there was a cruiser that had a white van stopped last night, mm-hmm, when I was coming back home.
All I know is it just sucks that, you know, they, like I said, they've been wall-to-wall with us all week when there really is no news.
Mm-hmm.
And last night when there is news, when there's the fresh news, the news that concerns people, they can't break into
it's amazing.
Goddamn Judging Amy.
But right, they will break in and say, urgent bulletin right now, when they have another Chief Moose update.
Well, you know why? Because Chief Moose doesn't come on during prime time.
Right, and it's spoon-fed, and it's easy. And
Chief Moose, the Moose Man, the Mooster, the man of Moosteria,
right,
the Mooster, he comes on at 9 and noon and 3 when they've got collapsible programming. Now,
right,
you know, I guarantee you tonight, somebody, and God forbid, please not from my mouth to God's lips, but tonight, someone, the sniper could kill someone downtown in D.C. on Pennsylvania Avenue, and Channel 4 wouldn't break into Friends. I guarantee you they would not break into Friends.
Of course not.
They would run a crawl on the bottom of the screen.
It's amazing.
Because that's the mindset.
It's really amazing because you
can't break into primetime TV.
And you're right. You watch the morning television in this sense of urgency, and then at prime time you're like... And I'm not talking about the rest of the nation. I'm talking about here in our backyard. Why they are not covering this, especially last night. I was so mad at that. I was so mad at the fact that I couldn't get any information. And you were trying to get local information, and all you could get was CNN. And then the local news came on and goes, let's take a look at sports.
Yeah,
I'm looking at George Michael with his big teeth.
That's who you want to get the info from. When I got home, I said there's been a shooting because I'd heard on the radio too. And we looked everywhere, couldn't find anything. And my mom just said, you know, what is this, a joke? I mean, they didn't believe me because there was nothing anywhere.
Nothing on TV. Mm-hmm.
Nothing at all.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's because, you know, it's the West Wing and it's the Angels and whoever they were playing. Was it the Giants game? Whatever it was. There was a baseball game on Fox.
You guys both heard it on the radio when you were driving back from Wet?
Right. Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to do that. I was in the Hip Hop Express.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Sorry.
I was
doing the Humpty Dance.
You in Lisa's car?
Yeah.
Hello, Donna, Mike's show.
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to agree with you guys. I was out there last night, and I was driving around, and I called my mom to ask her if she heard anything on the news, because I was listening to Sports Junkies and they were talking about it. And she's like, oh, no, I haven't heard anything. So she was freaking out because I was telling her stuff, and I drove right past the scene and everything.
Let me just, you know, and who, again, who am I? You know, I'm Mr. Rubberneck myself, but I'd say to you and to Mike, probably not necessarily the brightest thing to do to go hang out.
No, I didn't do it to
nearby.
Hang out.
Mike, now, Mike, you went by the area, right, Mike?
I was trying to get home.
Yeah, I was going by. I was going to go by out of curiosity, and then I, you know, when I got down close to the scene, they had about a half a mile area blocked off, and I went up and grabbed a burger, and they'd shut down about a half mile of Route 234, which is a main, just to describe it, it's a main commercial drag with stores, you know, fast food restaurants and stuff like that. And then, you know, I went around the way. Apparently what they said was after they had gotten this report, they blocked off the ramps to 66. Well, it just would occur to me that after that had happened, you know, the guy was fairly well gone. By the time they blocked off,
yeah, he was already on the freeway. No need to block off the ramp an hour later.
Yeah, right. Color me guilty as far as you know, Curious George on that. I just went down and I saw as I was on the 234 bypass, which this morning had a guy get his window shot out. It turned out to be bird shot.
Right,
that's what
right.
they said. Right. You know, got to remember where I live also out there.
Right, a bird shot.
And And I was on the bypass, and I saw the helicopter, so I did a little Curious George trip down there. And then, you know.
See, not me, man. If that happened close to where I live, I call home and say, hi. Guess what? I'm staying at the Sheraton tonight.
You mean you'd be afraid that there'd be something else going on around there?
Here's what I mean. If it happened close to where I live, I would go home. But I definitely would not go by the area.
Because you think there'd be something going on, or
happened.
What? Just hunker down.
Well, because all you know, for all you know, the guy might still be there. And this might.
You know, it's so weird. I think of myself as Johnny Self-Preservation. You know, I'm a much more, like, self-preservation-oriented guy. I was talking about being scared coming out of the Best Buy. In that particular circumstance, I had no feelings like that. It was really just see what they, you know.
How do you know the douchebag's not hiding there, and then he says, well, you know, I'm going to pick me off. There's a radio guy. Hey, there's that guy that makes fun of truckers all the time. You know, kabloom. No, not me, man. I'd go the other way.
But everybody in that town is pretty freaked out right now.
Of course.
And like the whole area now is, you know, and he's really, he's pretty much covered the gamut now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple of counties, but, you know, he's taking care of the whole area.
Pretty much, I think, impossible to catch this guy unless...
I sure as hell
unless he just screws up and you know, maybe it'll be like one of those deals where some citizen, well, would have to be braver than me, for goodness sakes, but some citizen maybe sees him and rams his car or something as he's driving away.
Well, what's so crazy is the one thing that we all have to speculate on is how much information that's not being released to the media has been gathered by the police. You know, when I lose confidence is when I see those guys shoulder to shoulder walking through a parking lot, you know, with their raincoats on. It's just, I don't know why, but it seems to me, what, are they looking for a shell casing?
Yes, exactly.
Well, they found a shell casing the other day. What is that? Done. Well, I mean, that's the way I look
said.
At it.
They might have done something, and might not. They haven't said.
I apologize for being like everybody else and bitching about that and complaining about stuff I don't know about. I'm not into forensics.
But that's what we're good at.
We're good at
about
bitching.
Stuff we don't know about.
I'm so pissed off right now. I'm so tired of the briefings. I'm so tired of no progress.
Well, I saw the Moose Man today saying he was tired of coming out and giving the briefings, and that he wishes the TV stations would go away. And the only reason he's coming out is that the TV stations are there.
It's pretty amazing to think that this many times it's happened. And like, really, it's just almost taunting now that this is happening.
I don't believe the tarot card. The more I think about it...
What part don't you believe?
I don't believe any of it. I believe that some idiot who wanted to, you know, play a joke wrote I Am God on a tarot card and put it nearby. You know, again, here I am talking out of my ass.
Well, no, I mean, everybody's got
possible.
Theories. You're
sure.
Entitled to yours.
What I'm good at, I don't think so. I don't think that this guy is one of these guys that's going to leave a tarot card.
I was speaking to, and you know, here's the way. You know, now, remember, what this is conjecture, this is opinion, and this is the this is a person who is related to a high-ranking police official. And one of these, this guy said to me that he had... heard, the theory that was being expressed by some of these people in the police department, is this is not the work of one person, but this is the work of maybe more than one person.
Well, I don't know.
You know, and, you know, and there's another theory. We can all throw our theories out there. You never know. I mean, it's for anybody, for the rest of you around the country that are listening to us here, you know, this is where we live. This is where our families live. And it is a pretty, it is something that I don't think we're paralyzed with fear. I think we're going about our jobs and our lives.
I'm not,
it is top of mind. You can't stop thinking about it.
And that's it. I'm not afraid. I was getting gasoline today.
Sure.
And for goodness sakes, I mean, I was looking at people seriously flipping out.
Yeah.
At one point, there was, you know how you got the, you pull into the right or the left of the gas
pumps.
Of the pumps?
Yeah.
Well, everybody was lined up to get on the inside pump. No one was using the outer pump. So I pull my, you know, my hoopty-mobile up, and I jump out, and now there are five cars lined up to use the inside one.
Right.
I'm standing there wondering what they're doing. Is it my breath? What is it? And finally, one of the guys who was sitting in his car while he was pumping the gas, he rolled down his window, and he said, "Hey, I don't want to say anything, but if I was you, I'd get in your car." I'd say, "Why?"
That's stupid.
He said, "Why?" He said, "You make a pretty good target standing right there." And then I noticed that I'm the only one that was using the gas pump that was the closest to the road.
Did you get mad at the guy?
A little bit.
I'd get
mad. But how can I get mad at? Look at me. I'm finally wearing.
I mean, really, you couldn't be a better target.
I am wearing my puffy combs.
That is the
sweatsuit.
Outfit I've been waiting for you to wear to
sweatsuit.
Work. Sweatsuit.
Mm-hmm.
That is the outfit.
The one that I bought on vacation.
Yes, that is the Sean Puffy combs. You look like, really, you belong at Mandalay Bay walking in back of Roy Jones Jr. that's what that looks
I'll
like.
I'll take that. Mike told me he thinks these look like PJs, pajamas.
Yeah,
pajamas.
They do look comfortable.
Pajamas. Tim McWilliams, hold on, I've just been handed a bulletin.
It's just in.
Tim McWilliams was at that Sunoco, same pump, an hour before the shooting. Is that it?
Yeah, he just came in and told me that he said Sunoco, pump number two.
All right, well, let me write you a note back for Tim.
Okay.
Who
just in.
Gives... There you go. There you
Who
go.
Who gives a what?
Can't you read that? Starts with F, honey. Like fire truck, but take out some of the middle words. Who gives an F to you?
Oh, I got it.
We would have heard the news if you put on a news station in your car last night. That's your fault.
We were chatting.
Yeah, we were. Yeah. We were debriefing after my experience.
Ah.
Thank you for the lift.
Are you sure?
I appreciate it.
Uh-huh. And if Tim McWilliams was at that Sunoco station, what would he say, an hour before?
Yes.
Maybe that sniper was about an hour too late.
Oh, God.
Love you, Tim.
Yeah. Tim, it's just a joke. You know, here's the deal about that, too.
Love you, Tim.
You know what? And I believe this. I think, really, frankly, yeah, this is a terrible situation. It is a dangerous situation. But you know what? We got to go about our lives. And you got to laugh a little bit. You really
should. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know,
counselor, say you should.
Absolutely. That's my first good sniper laugh. Hour too early.
Tim McWilliams, yeah.
Hey, how are you?
How are you?
Tonight, there's going to be a jailbreak.
The boys are back in town.
I'm glad he's still with us.
Yeah,
Tim lives out. Tim lives, you know, out close to where I live. Right? So.
We saw Tim having a non-sex sex.
With Colette,
as we walked in the building today.
Hmm, really? How does that go?
Well, it was not sex, and I'm sure that Tim could explain it to his wife or Colette to her husband by saying that Tim was simply giving Colette a...
I don't know what he was giving her, but she was gyrating and he was gyrating.
It was not a shoulder massage. It was more of a lower back massage.
Was it almost like the forbidden dance?
Yeah, it
appeared to be, Ron.
Let's call Colette right now and ask her
what Tim was doing.
My desk.
Hey, Colette?
It's Terry.
Oh, hi, Terry. Hi,
hey.
Hey, where's Colette at?
She just went into the ladies' room.
Oh, did she go in there with Tim?
Hey, what was,
I can check.
What was Tim doing to her?
I didn't see that. I missed it.
When Mike and I came down the double doors today, Tim was behind the desk. Oh, that's our receptionist. Tim was behind.
Seemed to be massaging her in some odd way.
Yeah, but he, like massaging her lower
back.
Her lower back.
I hope it was her lower back.
Maybe going to Heineytown.
Yeah, we're not real sure, but she seemed to really be enjoying it. And he had a cigar in his mouth too.
Yeah, very odd.
Very odd.
All right. Well, I guess we'll call her back. How long is she going? Number one or number two?
probably two.
Oh, Terry, you're cracking me up.
All right, we'll call back. Back in 20 minutes, Terry. Okay, bye-bye.
Probably never. That's too funny. I love Terry.
Hey, Rob?
Yeah.
Go knock on the door and ask Coletta if she's going number one or number two.
All right.
Poor woman. Just find out.
She's going number one.
It's rather quick. There you go. Rob loves these assignments.
Rob's not going to go knock on the ladies' room door.
Hi,
ladies' room door.
Number one or number two, darling? Thank you. I'm going to get back to Don and Mike.
Oh, man, I'm tired of my voice sounding like this. Can't even do a formidable Rob Bay impersonation anymore.
Oh, come on. Sure you can.
Yeah, good to
damn
me.
It. Sure you can.
Hi.
Come on.
Hi, how are you?
Here he is calling in now. Hello?
Stand by for Colette.
Very good.
Hello? Hey, Colette, a few questions. Did you just go number one or number two?
Number one.
Oh, number one. Okay, very
Terry
good.
Terry said you went number two.
Terry said number two, so you might want to take that up with Terry.
Okay, number one.
Number one. Okay, and when Mike and I came through the double doors there today, exactly what was Tim McWilliams doing to you?
He was massaging my back.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
I had a pain in my back.
And how was it?
It was okay.
It was okay?
Yeah.
Was it a, was it a freeing experience?
No. No.
You didn't enjoy it? Totally?
No, not really.
You didn't give yourself totally to Tim?
No.
Okay.
It sure did look like he was working on your lower back.
Was it the lower back?
No, it's upper.
Oh, it was upper.
Well, it looked like lower.
No, upper.
Has he ever given you a back massage before?
Yeah, he has.
Oh, really? On a regular basis?
No, not regular, but...
But he has?
Yeah, he has.
All right.
Have his fingers ever gone anywhere they shouldn't have gone?
No.
Does he, do you ask for it, or does he just come up to you and do you complain about an ache and then he just starts rubbing your back?
I ask for it.
Oh, you ask for it. Oh, well, see, otherwise I was going to bring you the paperwork.
Oh, okay.
You realize how lucky we all are that last night we've just learned that Tim was at that Sunoco station just 1 hour before the guy did the thing last night?
Yeah, you might not have had anybody to give you a back then.
All right, thanks, Colette.
You're welcome.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You don't laugh, you cry. That's right.
Bye-bye.
I'm not crying over this creep. Good job.
Yeah, let's catch it. Let's catch this effort.
Yeah, then you know what? And then, really, I'm really big on that. Maybe, you know, you let him out of jail.
Hello.
Like the old West mob.
Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. Did you guys ever see the movie The Jerk? Because I haven't been really paying too much attention to all the stuff on the news, because I've been working, but
the guy was
shooting people at gas stations.
Yeah, that's where Steve Martin was getting shot at, right.
Yeah, I'm figuring the guy saw that movie, and he's some wacko is obsessed with it, and he's a jerk.
Okay.
And he's shooting these guys at gas stations.
You need to call the tip line with that, my friend.
Good theory.
You think so?
Yeah, call 555-1212.
Thanks, ass.
All right, no, I'm kidding. Let me give you the real number. I'm serious. You have a valid theory.
Sure.
1-800-275-4277.
Don, you might want to check on that one because I'm not sure whether that's working properly.
All right.
Even take it seriously. They get a reward.
No, just go and do it now, sir. Go away.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Mike, I'm telling you.
Call the tip line.
Let's see what happens. Because I'm not sure you gave him the right number.
Sure, I'm sure it's the tip line.
It's the one, it's the one you were handed today before we went on the air.
Sniper tip line.
See what happens.
Welcome, baby, to our exclusive backdoor party.
Okay.
God, okay.
All right, they've changed it.
Nasty girl.
They've changed it entirely.
It used to say, hi, honey, welcome to Ask for Ass.
Yeah, that is much more explicit than it ever was
now
before.
Now the girl's answering the phone saying they want to be effed up the ass.
You know, normally you have to get, like, into the system before that happens.
But they are concerned with tips.
Yes, they are.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Had plenty of that last night.
It's a good thing we got a delay here.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
I mean, we picked up the phone and right away, boom. Hi, honey.
That's a little frightening.
I love to be effed up my ass.
Oh, my God.
The joke used to be we could call that number and the girl would always say, hi, baby. Right.
And then ask for what you're looking for.
Ask for ass.
It was funny, and we played the whole thing. Now
we've got to find another go-to number.
Absolutely, one that we can actually broadcast.
Brand new go-to one.
A lot of the buttons were being pushed during that. So have our phones been effectively shut down now?
Yeah, that means when the phones are shut down, that means I hit the button, Lisa hit the button, Charlie hit the button, Brown Gwendy hit the button, and Tony hit the button. So five people
right.
hit the delay at once.
Amazing but true.
So there you go. Now let me see. We have a little delay left.
Amazing.
Who are you calling?
I'm trying to find a new go-to number.
Ah, very good.
It's real hot in here. I'm burning up waiting for you. This service is brought to you by Creations. If you're under 18 or do not wish to be billed...
No, that can't be our go-to.
Nah, it's got to be a little funnier than that.
Yes. Not entertaining him. Not at all.
It's all about comedy, Buzz.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing's going to beat that bass laugh.
It's real hot in here. I'm burning up waiting
Same
for
one.
You. This service is brought to you by Creations. If you're under 18 or do not wish to be billed, just $2.99 to $5.99 per minute.
Too much right into the sales pitch.
Okay, all right, hold on.
Not fun at all. Want some real stuff.
Hey, baby, get kinky and join my erotic world of TVTF pleasures where nothing is taboo or forbidden. Brought to you by Digicom for just $2.99 to $5.99 per minute.
Nah, that's not good.
Not as good. Better than the first one. You know, that ass for ass, you, for my money, tough to beat that one.
I've used that one for like 7 or 8 years.
Hi, baby. You've reached 1-900-258-4-ASS. That's 1-900-258-4277. I've been waiting for your call. I'm so hot, wet, and horny, I could just explode. Ooh, are you ready to have your every desire fulfilled? All your wildest fantasies come true?
Yeah.
Yeah, then hold on, baby, hold on.
Okay, baby.
You're in for one hell of a ride.
Yeah, baby.
It's $2.49 to $3.99 per minute, but you must be 18.
I like that one.
Sponsored by FAA.
That's a keeper.
Yeah. That's our new go-to.
That's our keeper right there.
All right, let me redial that again.
So the next time we give any hotline on to anybody,
mm-hmm.
that's what it's going to be.
This is it.
Oh, 258.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
You've reached 1-900-258-4-ASS.
Hello, baby.
1-900.
Ah, it's the 1-900-4-ASS line.
Mm-hmm. 4277.
Right.
I've been waiting for your call.
I know.
So hot.
I know, because you're so hot and horny.
It just explodes.
Ooh, boom.
Are you ready to have your every desire fulfilled?
Yeah, baby.
All right, we got our new go-to line.
Hi, baby.
Hi,
baby.
That's the new ass line.
How you doing, baby?
We got it. You know what? We better break. Because, see, we have... well, hold on. Robert the mailman's on the phone. Robert?
What's up, fellas?
Yo, yo.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm all right.
I had permission to give you those gifts. Okay?
Hey, don't blame me.
No, not you. Somebody else in the inner circle gave me permission. But I got some quick observations I'd like to...
Robert,
talk about last night.
Robert truly taunted me last night.
Hey.
Sorry.
It was in the spirit of fun. I was
understand.
There to support you, my friend.
I understand, Robert, and I appreciate you being there. I truly
did. Did I have a good time? Was I dancing?
You had a wonderful time, Robert, and I was glad you were there to support me.
Okay. Well, I got a quick observation. You two didn't hear about this, but remember when the black stripper came out?
Yeah.
You mean the guy who looks like Marshall Falk?
Right. Okay. I was standing next to Lisa, and Lisa was like, oh, my God. And she turns to me and she says, hey, Robert, are all black D's that big? And I thought to myself, well, Lisa, considering the extensive experience I've had with black D's, he's kind of small.
Lisa is here now. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I don't know what the point is. I had never seen one before.
Lisa had, would it be safe to say, Lisa had the best time of any of us.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
She didn't want to leave.
No, it was. I really didn't want to go. If I hadn't have driven Mike there, I probably would have stayed for a little bit longer. But I had Mike and Wendell. I had to get back, and I felt kind of bad.
Yeah, we didn't certainly want to linger.
I walk out, and I hear Mike going, "Where the F is Lisa?" I'm like, oh, I come out going, "Okay, okay."
Did you really say that to Robert? Did you really say our all black guys D's that big?
I just kind of got surprised for a second. I mean, the entire thing of it was a little bit
wow.
You know, I've seen so many in my lifetime. You know, I'm an expert on black D's, you know. But
I believe Robert was offended at your question.
Something that me and Don had observed, that we were disturbing the regulars, because they were sitting at the bar, you know, heads bobbing up and down, looking at these D's and B's. I mean, like, seriously putting money into those socks?
There were some guys. Robert,
I'm serious.
I got a break. Call back. Because I want to devote an entire break to Mike paying off this bet.
Yeah.
There were guys in this gay bar we were at last night where a guy's sitting at the bar and he's having a Shirley Temple, whatever drink he's having, and there's a naked guy, and I mean absolutely it's the grossest thing, naked, just wearing sweat socks,
right.
And the guy is just putting his genitals like a quarter inch away from the guy who's nursing the drink, from his face.
Mm-hmm.
From his face.
Right.
I mean, they're squatting down and they're doing
gyrating.
Pelvic thrust.
We didn't get that the last time we were at Club West.
No, and you know.
We didn't get the full show.
The question is, where is the club like that for heteros?
Right.
I asked Rob A that at one point. I said, Rob, where is the club like this for straights? Where is the club you could go into where there would be naked women?
Well, it's called Camelot.
But totally naked?
Yeah.
Really?
What do you mean? You've been there with me.
But not for 10 years.
What was it 10 years ago?
I thought they had to wear some type of pasty, actually.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
But they don't get that close, do they?
Not really. It's different.
They don't...
You don't have, like, on-the-bar stuff.
They don't stand right in front of you.
Oh, I think Joe Artinger can shed some light on the subject.
If I'm not mistaken, there's a club, like, right around the block from Wet called Nexus Gold.
Yeah, there is.
And
there is a Nexus Gold Club.
They do $20 table dances that will rock your world, and they have a champagne room.
But
there's sex in the champagne.
So, I mean, the right, answer is quite, yeah, right around the corner there.
All right, well,
same kind of wrong.
It's not that intimate, though.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting in a bar, and there's a guy who all of a sudden is just standing in front of you, and he's got his genitals right in your face.
Flopping around.
I said to Rob, this would be great if this was girls. Yeah. You're sitting at a bar and all of a sudden you look up right at eye level and you've got, you know, as Jimmy Skin would say, you know, fur burgerage right there.
Well, there are places like that you know, I mean, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But you got to get out more.
But listen.
But I mean, it's not the same thing.
But what was going on last night at this gay club?
Yeah, that I've never been in a place in D.C. where we've seen that.
Very intimate.
Very intimate.
Between the dancers and the patrons.
Absolutely.
Very intimate.
No touching or fondling, though, so says the sign.
Yeah, the sign, no touching or fondling the dancers.
They got a million signs there, too, for God's sake.
And you know what? The socks. The white socks.
That's the only place they can put the tips.
Right. Yeah, because I guess it would not, even a gay man wearing a garter would not be appropriate. Maybe not, I don't know.
There are so many great things about last night.
Oh, yeah.
Mike wearing a leather vest, a black leather vest.
I gave it to Cheryl.
Shirtless.
Oh, nice.
Sitting on one side of the bar, surrounded by dozens of gay men.
Yes.
All of them coming over, touching Mike's shoulder, saying hi to him.
Was Allie, the big tall woman, was she...
She's a lesbian.
She's a lesbian.
She's a card-carrying lesbian.
All right, I was curious about that.
Yeah, they were all on your side of the room.
Yes.
All gay.
Yes.
All the time.
Homo Joe and his friend, and then Dave the Fag was down there.
They were all there.
A couple of guys that had been there, a couple of guys that didn't know we were going to be down there.
Oh, yeah.
There was one guy, that was what I felt best about, the guy that didn't know we were going to be there and then found out when he got there, he was just taking his regular Wednesday night trip down there.
That was the guy in the maroon shirt, right?
Yeah, good guy, nice guy.
And, like, you know, you wouldn't have him pegged as a fag, because... He was like...
he looked like a big guy. Right.
Yeah, he's a fat guy like us.
Regular guy.
You know, looked like he could have a CBS show.
Very,
you know,
very cool.
Where he'd be the fat guy and have a hot wife.
He came up and he was having a great time. Met some very nice people down there.
Yeah, there was tons of nice people. But the greatest was, and I'll get into this in detail in a second, the greatest was just spending 1 hour watching Mike sitting across the bar from Rob and me and Buzz and Lisa and the whole gang.
Right.
Sitting there with his leather vest on, surrounded by gay guys, and then when the dancers came out and they started gyrating right in front of Mike.
Yeah, it was the dream night.
With the D's and the P's.
Right. And then what better way to cap off the evening than have the snipers come out to where I live. Just a dream scenario.
Perfect. You are a man of your word.
Yes, I paid that bet off.
And we will tell you about that in detail in a second. Now we got to get a call 100 here. 877-365-3636 for the secret sound. Secret sound number 2 worth $1,000. A dial record for you, animals.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And a little birdie is whispering to me that I'm dead wrong. So that was Daryl Sittler you were talking about.
We'll throw that one out.
So the fans, if you're thinking of Sittler, throw it out.
Every wrong answer is a clue for you.
I hear that around town a lot,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show. They'll F you until you love them, faggot. Don and Mike.
And listen, we still need 2 more couples, separated couples only, for tomorrow's backwards newlywed game.
It's going to be fantastic.
When we're giving away a trip for 2 for a couple who's separated, unfortunately going through some marital discord.
And I'm a black.
Giving away a trip to Vegas. Maybe you can just go out there and get divorced. Get it over with. 5-night, 6-day trip for 2 to Vegas, courtesy of Viramax. Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax.
Oh, yeah, and there's a bunch of that in the back room.
Available at finer health stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-800-CRY-VMAX. Really, after we do the contest here, we need a couple more separated couples.
Separated couples.
Yeah. Calling into play at 877-365-3636.
And you are looking at the separated couples that, you know, are really on the last leg.
Walking on eggshells.
You don't want them. You want the separated couples. They may be speaking with one another, but there's enough hostility world to make it festive.
The end is near.
Yes.
All right, very good.
Absolutely. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, are you still near
caller
100?
Yeah.
Yes, we still do.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, dude, it's you, man.
What's up?
What's your name?
My name's Arlo.
Arlo. Of course it is. Where are you from, Arlo?
I'm from Reno.
Arlo from Reno.
Arlo, you've won the Laugh Your Butt Off prize pack, including the complete season 2 of Friends on Vivid from Tibbs. 5 days
great.
A week, Tibbs Superstation is the place to be for the biggest lineup of comedies on TV.
Fantastic.
Now, Arlo.
Yo.
Yo, what's happening?
How you doing, Arlo?
Pretty good.
Do you know what contest you're calling for, Arlo?
Absolutely.
What is it?
Name That Sound.
The Secret Sound.
Well, name That Sound contest.
All right. It's a common, everyday sound.
I can name that sound in...
That has to do with your...
Gutokes.
Personal hygiene. Arlo, we'll give you 15 seconds after I play the sound. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Okay. All right. Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
Oh, I talked during his sound.
Well, here it is. I'll play it for him again. Here it is. There it is. What was that sound?
Right.
What was that sound you made, Mike? Okay.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah. Good strong.
Yeah.
For $1,000, Arlo, my man. Arlo, what is it?
That sounds to me like slapping on some shaving cream after you shaved.
And that's when you...
We're sorry.
No. That's when you slap it on after you shave.
Right.
No, sorry about that, Arlo.
Just have that dry razor rot, and then you put on some aftershave.
Don't forget, though, that every guest is a clue
for you.
Thank you, Arlo.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hold on, dude. Now the lines will be open now for couples to come down tomorrow.
Right.
We're going to play this game tomorrow, the backwards newlywed game.
Very good.
Here in the studio, if you are a couple in marital discord, thinking about breaking up, separated, living in different homes. You know, this could go either one of two ways. You come in tomorrow, you play the game together, you win the trip to Vegas. Maybe you go to Vegas.
Maybe you rekindle something.
Or you get out there and you really find out how much you hate each other, and then you just go to one of those little chapel in the Elvis Presley places, and you get divorced.
Yeah. Snip, snip. No fuss, no
right.
fuss.
So if you want to play the game tomorrow, call right now at 877-365-3636. We have two couples for the backwards newlywed game already.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, the dream situation would be four couples.
Right. Yeah, and I think we can do that. I think that there are plenty of couples in the area that are, you know, in that situation.
And I really don't like to say this, but I'm going to use it as a selling point here. It's one of the few contests that we play where people come into the studio
mm-hmm.
that does not involve nudity.
Does not involve nudity, and, you know, this time around, Don, I got to use myself as an example. I feel your pain. You'll have one of the co-hosts of this show that will completely relate to your situation.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah, I am in that situation. I am a separated man.
Thank
so.
Mike, thank you, and I wasn't going to use you as an
use
example.
Use me all you want.
I will use Mike as an example. Really, the guy's coming and he's going. He's up, he's down, he's left, he's
right.
right. He's not living there, but he's seeing her. Then he's talking to her on the phone. Then she's saying F you to him. And things are good, then things are bad.
Right.
And you know,
yeah.
I know I hear it every day
right.
from Mike. He and Laura are the example of the couple
mm-hmm.
that we're looking for.
Yes.
They're not yet divorced.
Right.
They're separated.
Right.
They could get back together.
Right.
Or they could just decide,
right.
we're happy the way we are.
Absolutely. Right.
That's what we're
nothing
looking.
Is certain right now.
Right. That's what we're looking for.
We're at very, very good terms right now.
Somebody you know, call
right,
Laura.
Right now, very
call
good.
Laura right now.
Absolutely not. Whoever makes that phone call will lose a hand.
See if she'll play the game.
Lose a hand at the elbow.
All right, so while you're calling now, and we don't have to take the calls on the air,
no.
Joe and Lisa will get the couples together. Let me tell you a story about a man. Let me tell you a story about a man named Mike.
Yes. Hi.
And Rob, hold on. I'm afraid I'm going to have to. Give me a second, Mike.
Yes.
I just got to find some good gay music here.
Okay, very good. Because last night was bet night.
Mm-hmm. Give me just a second.
You paid it off. Bet night down in that wonderful neck of the woods.
Hold on a second.
God, I felt more. A lot going on down there last night, too.
That turned out to be a safe neighborhood, though, last night.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, exactly.
Gay.
Is there such a thing now
yeah.
in Washington, D.C.?
That's
fair question.
Gay, yeah.
Is that gay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get it.
Very good. They're picking out some music.
Can't wait to hear what they've chosen.
The Brothers Johnson over
well,
there.
I'll tell you something. Oh, Rob decided last night that we're not really Rodgers and Hammerstein.
No?
And I.
No.
We're Rickles and Newhart, since Rickles and Newhart go on vacations together.
At one point when I saw you running away from the bar and going to your separate corner last night, I might have labeled it as Siegfried and Roy. I might have just said, just for a moment over there. That was my most difficult part of the evening when I felt a sense of total abandonment. But, you know, as Don pointed out, there was nothing in the bet that said that they had to stay
right.
seated at the bar. I was the one that had to stay seated at the bar.
Let me tell you all a story. About a friend of mine. Yeah, he likes Tony Orlando.
Yeah, I do.
But he likes Poontang.
I'm coming home, I'm done.
He's not a gay.
No.
Although he's a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
And Yaz was a fag.
I can accept that.
And is a fag.
No, I can't accept that. Shut up.
I'm talking about Mike O'Mara.
Uh-huh.
And even though he likes Tony Orlando,
uh-huh.
even though he's a Red Sox fan,
yes.
he likes girls.
Yeah. I love girls.
Every year we make a bet on the Red Sox. Every year they let him down.
Have I ever won?
Never.
I've won many bets on this show.
You've never
have
won,
I
a, Red
ever
Sox
won a Red Sox bet.
Never. The Red Sox have let you down every time we've bet on the Red Sox.
Every time.
You have never won a Red Sox bet.
The bleaching?
That was a Red Sox losing.
The shaving of my head?
That was a Red Sox. Was that a Red Sox bet last year?
I thought it was. Rob, you're the show historian. You got any memory of that? I think you're right. I'm not prepared to offer debate.
I don't think you've ever won.
I think
a Red
the Red Sox,
Sox bet.
Let me down on every bet I've ever made.
The home run bet was what resulted in Murphy at your house. The Sosa versus McGuire bet. That's
God, I lost that one too.
That's another baseball bet going bad.
Yeah, sour.
So every year Mike comes out and says the Red Sox will do this or do that. And this year we had a simple bet that the Red Sox would simply make the playoffs.
Yeah, make the postseason. I thought they looked real strong.
Not that they would beat the Yankees, win the division title, go to the ALCS.
Make the playoffs.
Just make the playoffs. Because baseball's like football now. Everybody makes the playoffs.
Right. They'll make it next year.
So, they let him down again.
Bastard.
And I want to tell you now about this man, Mike O'Mara. This man who last night stood in front of Club Wet on L and Half Street in Southeast Washington, D.C.
I did indeed.
And on an open street, stripped down to his bare chest.
Yes, I did.
Put on a leather vest.
I did indeed.
Went inside Club Wet, Washington's number one gay bar, and for 1 hour sat at a bar surrounded by gay men who were talking with him, consoling him. And while this was happening, this is the part that really gets me. I couldn't believe I saw this. All of these dancers jumped out on the table, and one by one, every each of them,
one of them,
presented their genitals to Mike. Rob and I were naming them as they came out. There was the one that we named Shemp based on his haircut.
Yeah. I think you and Rob had the luxury of being able to name them because you got a good look at them. You will notice that I did not get a good look at them. I was...
You were trying not to, but...
I was... It was a couple of times it was difficult.
Yeah, you could avoid it, Mike.
I mean, I was... You know, it's very difficult to... You know, you got that gay porn that they have on all the TV monitors down there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can take a look at the gay porn. I can handle the gay porn. I can't. We've been there before. I knew what to expect.
Right.
What I was not prepared for and what I had a great deal of difficulty. And you know what? I'm sitting there trying not to appear completely homophobic and appear like, you know, like I'm going to go, oh, my God, I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying to take
it
my
was,
medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you, it was very, very difficult for me.
The funniest thing.
Get on that bar stool when a guy would come up and, you know, dangle in front of me.
I cannot, words do not do this justice.
No.
In fact, it's Rob and I sitting on one side of the bar, and,
right.
and Buzz and Lisa, but really, as always, it's just Rob and I sitting there looking at Mike. Waving at him, and one by
toasting
one,
him.
One by one,
yeah, we toast each other. Yep.
We see the answers come out, and Rob says, "Oh, that one looks like Shemp from the Three Stooges."
I called them by name. There was Patton Oswalt, there was Shemp, there was Osmosis Jones,
and Marshall Faulk.
Yes. Yeah,
the two black guys that we thought looked like famous guys.
Then there was the guy that was so standoffish, I had to wonder if he even worked there.
Right.
He was just sort of standing around playing with himself.
Really?
I didn't care for that. I called Don at one point. I said, you know, I don't run a nude bar here, but I would make that one try a little, you know.
I had a conversation with the guy that, maybe it was Patton Oswalt, the guy with the short hair.
Yeah.
Kind of like one of the...
the first one out.
Kind of like the head guy. Excuse my language.
There you go.
You know, and he, you know, he was aware of the show and kind of knew we were coming and was upset with him. But it's still difficult to talk to a man and when he's naked.
I have not seen anything better. I mean, it was one thing to have Mike at the gay bar, shirtless with the vest on,
right.
sitting talking to all of the gay fans of the show.
Cheryl the Big Dyke is somebody who completely sold me out, too. Because Cheryl the Big Dyke was putting money in the dancer's socks and saying it was for me.
Yes.
And she did that like three times, and I still gave her my vest at the end of the night.
That's very nice.
I cannot tell you the pleasure and joy that I received when I would look up and just see some guy bending over and thrusting, just thrusting his pelvic area within like 2 inches of Mike's face. Now, Mike is trying real hard to look the other way.
Yes. Yeah, you can't.
But even if you're looking the other way,
you're catching it. You know, it's one of those rare times when I wished I didn't have peripheral vision.
there were D's and B's.
That was the stuff
all physically, around you.
I mean, you can only sit so far back, and they came by, but you know. All in all, the clientele, the management of the club, they could not have been nicer. Sure. I mean, that's what they do there.
Mike.
Get out.
Very nice. We have a special reunion for you. joining us on the telephone. This is not one of my Tom Gavin goof calls.
Okay, very good.
See that right up front. Is the very first man to wave his genitals in your face last night. Say hello to, from Club Wet, Kyle.
Hello, Kyle.
Hello there, Mike and Don. How are you?
Hi, Kyle.
How's it going, Kyle?
I'm doing just fine. My dancers all loved having you there last night.
Well, you know, you guys couldn't have been nicer. It was certainly an interesting evening.
You're a great sport.
I know I am. And, you know, you had, the last time we were down there paying off a bet, we didn't have the full complement of the dancers. We just had the little movies on. But
correct.
How many dancers did you have working the club last night?
Last night I had 11. We had amateur night.
Oh, God.
God damn.
Sorry I couldn't stick around for that.
That was a trip. We had about five different people get up on the platform.
Jesus.
Wow. I mean, and strut their stuff.
Puke City.
Strut their stuff.
Just Puke City.
He loved it. This guy loved our discomfort. He loved our discomfort.
Did you enjoy performing for Mike?
Yeah, actually, I enjoyed conversing with him.
Oh,
the
no.
The one thing I do when I'm up there is I love to chat and talk to people.
Yes, well, we did chat for a little while.
Did you give Mike a back rub at one point?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
that's my specialty.
Yeah.
As he was up on the bar, he leaned over, and a naked man was rubbing Mike's shoulders.
Correct.
As he was standing on the bar, he was leaning over, and I was wondering, as he was leaning over...
I think I said to somebody at one point, anybody that believes this is learned behavior ought to pop down to Club Wet for an evening, you know. Find out if that's learned behavior. I mean, you're completely on autopilot when you go to a place like that. You either are or you're not.
My question, Mike, is when this guy Kyle leaned over, because he's standing on the bar and you're sitting at the bar stool, when he leaned over to massage your shoulders.
That's when I took him in my hand.
Where?
That's when I touched him. That's when I fondled. That's when I broke.
He actually was a real gentleman. What he said to me was, that's all right. That's all right.
That's all right. I said that. If I said that once,
Go over to my friend Don over there.
Yeah,
ran
that's
away
what I
from
said.
Yeah, you're goddamn right I ran away.
I said that. You know what? I probably said, that's all right. That's okay. That's all right. I probably said that 500 times.
Correct. And then as each one of my dancers came in, we just called them up on the bar.
Yeah, it was quite a festive evening with all of you with your white tube socks.
And the funny thing was, I walked in to go do my own thing, putting up schedules, and then everyone's like, hey, this large crowd waiting outside, and all of a sudden I'm walking by you, and I said, now I know who you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, it's Radio's Mike O'Mara. Yeah.
Well, you know what? You made us all feel very welcome, even when I was saying that's all right all night long.
All right, Kyle, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye, Kyle. Come back.
There you go.
Now, next bet.
Not until next baseball season.
Absolutely.
Bye, Kyle.
Take care.
There you go. Kyle, one of the all-nude male dancers at Club Wet last night.
And I believe some kind of manager or something like that.
Apparently so. Yeah.
Head dancer. So
head dancer, yeah.
There we go.
Funny.
That's all right. That's okay.
You're a man of your word.
And then I pointed over there and I said, see those guys over there? Get ye over there.
Yeah, and he came over. He wanted to put his D&Bs in my face, and I said, hey, no way, Jose.
Right, you ran.
And I ran away. I said, listen, it's my deal that I can sit at the other side of the bar.
Right.
But I don't have, and he said, well, anyone who's sitting at the bar has the dancers right in front of them.
That's when I got mad when I saw you guys run away. I said, no.
Well, he actually went.
Not
to,
fair.
He went at my shoulders.
Really?
And I hunkered down, and he said, I can take it that you are not of the homosexual variety.
Is that
and
what
I
he said?
Right you are, young man. There's the man you need to speak to in the leather vest.
Oh, thanks
and that's
so much,
when
Rob.
That's when we got
that's
away.
When you and Rob went to the dark corner.
That's right. We went to the table. Actually, our table said, reserved for the head queen.
No, it didn't have little
I thought that was
somebody
nice.
Told me that that's the table you went over to. Then you guys came back over to the bar, and I appreciated that. That was the moral support, you know, because really, it was kind of like, you know, maintaining the contact with you guys on the other side of the bar was just and I want to thank Homo Joe. And I want to thank Allie, the lesbian who brought down all those nice little presents
hold on,
for me.
Homo Joe is on the phone. Homo Joe.
Oh,
Homo Joe here, Donna. My cut here.
Here's my pal.
Hey, Homo Joe.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
I loved it. It was great. I got a nice back rub thanks to Kyle and being right there next to Mike. And
well, Joe, we probably talked more than we've talked in 10 years.
I'll tell you, you did say about learned behavior. That was about 10 times, I think.
Well, you know, it's just so. I mean, you are just so biologically aware that you are not gay when you go into a place like that.
Absolutely.
I mean, you really, really find out what that's like. You know, these people that say, you know, how do you train people to be like this?
Right.
No, absolutely. Absolutely not.
Joe, you were sitting next to Mike for the entire hour.
Joe was delighted.
How was Mike? Gauge his mood as the hour went on.
He and I were just looking at our watches. I said, okay, 15 minutes went by, 20 minutes went by. So we were like every 5 minutes doing a time check.
I did a time check after 5 minutes. It was 8:05.
Yes.
And I looked at my watch. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
And this cocktail thing came quite quick, so I bought the first round because I figured Mike needed one right off.
Yeah, I didn't pay for a drink last night. I had two drinks and somebody paid for both of them.
The ladies' drinks will be paid for.
Yes, the ladies' drinks are paid for, and nobody put a roofie in there or a Gina or whatever the hell it's called.
Right. Definitely a lot of twigs and berries. That was kind of scary.
Joe, hold on. Let me see. I want to promote tell me about this high heel race.
Oh, the high heel race is October 29th. It's a Tuesday evening, and I was thinking maybe we can take the lovely Joe Ardinger, dress him up in drag, and with heels, and let him run the race.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be terrific?
It's a big gay thing they do every year in D.C. around
the high heel race?
High heel race, yeah.
It's usually televised. It's pretty good.
All right, well, listen, you're on, Joe. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, one thing, Don, I was really worried about you and Rob Bay when you went to that dark corner watching the porno. It really scared me a little bit. I was worried about you. I thought maybe you were coming to my side of the table.
Not a chance, Joe. Not a chance. See you, my friend.
All right,
thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
That amused him. That's my buddy, Joe.
But Mike,
you know, I know Joe. I've known Joe for years, right. And Joe knows us well, and so it was great to have Joe. When I heard Joe was going to be there, I was very relaxed.
Sure. Mike gets the prize, though, and I'm going to turn off the game music now when you tell everybody about the matchbook.
Oh yeah, there was something on the matchbook that looked like bodily function type stuff.
Oh, what color?
Red.
Like blood?
It was weird.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was a little odd. And it came from... Well, Robert dropped off the cigarettes with the matches on top of them. So I don't know if it came from Robert, somebody's nose, somebody's...
Genital.
Gray.
Wow. Some guy's dripping sack.
I don't know. It was...
the head of his D.
It was strange.
Little drip of blood coming out.
Yeah. I pointed out to Joe, and he just threw it on the floor. I'm like, yay!
We got out on the street, and Mike says to me, there was blood. There was a drop of blood on the matchbook next to me. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
What a night.
A fascinating night.
What a night.
A night.
What a night.
But I paid off the bet, and I'll bet on him again, because I love him. I love my Red Sox, and I'll pay off any bet for the Red Sox.
Amen to you, brother.
All right.
You're a good man.
Go, team, go. Make some trades in the offseason.
It was one solid hour.
Get a little queasy just thinking about it.
You have a good time, Buzz?
Absolutely. We met nice people, too.
And I'm now going to turn my periscope on Buzz.
All right.
For just a moment, if you'll allow me to.
Sure.
Now, Buzz, you are a queer apple, and I'll tell you why you're a queer apple.
Okay. Does that have anything to do with last night?
No. It has nothing to do with Buzz's sexuality. Buzz, you know, sometimes you get your Granny Smiths, you get your red apples.
Right.
Then you get your green apples.
Yeah.
You get your other kind of apples. And Buzz is just one of these guys, I can't decide which type of apple he is. Meaning,
I think he's always been a mystery to all of us.
I don't know if he's a type A personality, if he's a, thank you, Rob, this would be a red apple. This is what I would consider.
Multicolored apple, really.
Yeah, actually, I would consider this
That's
side.
A Fuji, isn't it, Rob?
I think it's a Granny Smith.
A Granny Smith. Very good.
See, I think of myself as this, the red type A.
Right.
You know where I stand on most issues.
Amen. Exactly.
I would say Mike is just a bit to the left of that.
Yeah.
Type A with a little type B thrown in.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then you get back here to the back end of the apple, where, as you can see, it's just a multitude of light colors. That is Buzz. Not quite type A.
Right, right.
In your face.
Right.
Not a combination of A and B, kind of
right.
Mellow and...
Okay,
and
yeah, also, yeah.
Buzz is just a weird concoction, and I'll tell you why. That this morning I'm on the phone with Lisa.
Okay.
We're talking about some guests we have coming up on the show.
Right.
And she says, did you know that Monday was Buzz's birthday? And I said, negative. She said, well, it was. And I said, well, Jesus, I wish someone would have told me.
We had we would have had a celebration.
Now, she said that Buzz said,
mm-hmm.
and now I'm just repeating back what was said
right,
to me,
right.
That Buzz said, well, if they cared enough, they would have remembered.
Oh, now I feel bad.
And not a, it's close, but not exactly what
okay,
I
well,
said.
What exactly did you say?
I said if it was important to them, they would have remembered.
All right, Buzz.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second. When was your birthday?
Monday, October 7th.
Monday was your birthday.
Yeah. Now, you should know by
now. How come you didn't say anything about it?
Because I'm not the, and this goes to the type of person I am, I'm not the kind of person who goes around and say, hey, my birthday is coming up.
You would have liked to have it acknowledged.
Only said, well, sure, just, you know, happy birthday is good. Just a greeting.
Now, Buzz, again, I'm going to use the app.
Well, who wouldn't?
Now, right. Here's Buzz back here.
Right.
Hey, I want my birthday announced. But I'm not going to say anything about it. Now, if it was me over here, if it was type A, it would be, hey, everybody, my birthday is September 18th. You better get me a good present or I'm not going to be your friend. And then you got Mike right here. And Mike says, hey, I just want to kind of work in that my birthday is June 23rd. And,
second.
June 22nd, and I'm real lonely, and I really need good presents this year. Okay?
Right.
So, I mean, you've got me going,
right.
Hi, it's September 18th. Give me a good present, goddamn.
How come you get to have the deepest voice?
Well, it's type A. Because you're the combination.
I'm joking.
And Mike is the one, you know,
Jesus,
hey, don't forget
Christ.
My birthday, the 23rd, and, right. I'm sitting there.
22nd.
And back here, you got Buzz going, it's my birthday, but I really don't want to say anything to anybody about it.
Well, right. That's wrong. That's just plain wrong.
No, I just can't do that.
It's nobody's fault.
You got to do that.
It's nobody's fault but your own.
You right. Got to speak up on this show. We're all...
I don't even necessarily want it announced, and I don't even necessarily want gifts. You know, I mean...
But you do.
Well, Jesus, right. I got to get him a gift now.
Well, you do, though, because you said...
We all have to get Buzz a gift.
Well...
You do.
Where are the nudes?
You do because you
well,
said...
Well, that I'm in favor of.
You said something to Lisa.
Yeah, that's true. I did.
So you did want it acknowledged, and...
Well, I asked her not to say anything about it.
Well, obviously she broke that confidence
yes.
as well.
Yes.
You know what, really, what you should do is you should have, like, a week before... Well, I do it, like, really, usually, not a month, like, a couple of weeks before.
See, I just
I think
feel
the week
funny
before,
doing
I don't...
See, I do.
I want to guarantee it.
I don't know.
You know what? You must be bummed out. I would be totally... I'd be suicidal if my birthday wasn't mentioned on this show.
Robbie, there
well,
you go.
We've always made... You know, we worked together for such a long period of time.
We have a little.
I like the fact that we all... Kind of, you know.
Not a slight Buzz.
Especially right. In my situation.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's
well, and a lot's
slight.
Been going on. You got hit by a car. Rob had just had a baby. You know, Mike is in his situation.
Yeah, but
and
still,
you know,
I mean,
everybody was.
But if you mentioned
things.
It, we probably would have.
We
know,
would have.
But
had
see,
time.
Like I said, I just feel funny
well,
about it.
Well, from now on, can you bring it up, like, prior to your birthday?
I don't know.
See, now, here's the deal, though. You can't.
John does it with his birthday. I do it with my birthday.
Right.
You can't have it both ways, though. This is why you're a queer apple. You can't have it both ways. You can't. Not want to bring it up,
right.
And then get your feelings hurt.
Well, I don't know that I was hurt.
Well,
you know, I mean,
oh, I'd be hurt. Come on, admit you were hurt.
Well, I would.
You were disturbed.
I guess I would have liked, you know, for somebody to remember the
what
day.
Would
like? It didn't have to be on the air.
What
it didn't
do you
have
need?
To
what
involve gifts.
What would you like for your birthday?
I really have no wish list.
This is like talking to my mom.
I have no wish list. You know, make me one of your famous cards. I always
I'll
enjoy
do it
your
today.
Cards.
Today, you'll have it today.
I love your birthday.
You'll
card.
Have it today.
Everybody, you know, you always do great.
Does this mean we get to bring some nudes in?
Hey, I wouldn't object to that.
Sure, sure, of course. We'll get some nudes.
Fantastic. Maybe Monday?
We'll get some birthday nudes on Monday for Buzz's birthday, 1 week late.
Very good.
But Buzz, you got to throw us a hint.
Okay.
You know, and if you don't like doing
wait
it yourself...
I just realized something.
What?
Of course he doesn't want it brought up.
I know where you're going.
Who would want it brought up?
Yeah. I am, after all, 93.
He's in his 70s.
He's so old. Well, you know what you do then? You take the less traveled route.
Uh huh.
What you do is you get on the Cunny phone.
Yeah.
You call Cunny Marcia.
Right.
Then calls Cunny Frida.
Right.
I don't think that's the right way. I think it ought to be more upfront than that. I think we all should mention our birthdays.
If Buzz is not comfortable on the air, Buzz has the underground that he can use, you
right.
know, where his wife calls my wife, and then my wife says to me, oh,
hey,
listen, hey, dumbass,
right.
you know, Monday is Buzz's birthday,
right.
and Carrie says to Rob, oh, listen,
right.
dumbass,
right.
Monday is Buzz's birthday, don't
and,
forget.
You know, and usually somebody remembers. In fact, there have been cases where it was forgotten, and then somebody would even call the show. A listener would call and say, hey, happy birthday, Buzz. And
so that's
go,
what you were counting
oh,
on?
It's your birthday. Well, or something like that.
Did you cry yourself to sleep
no,
Monday
no,
night?
No, I'm fine with it. I'm not bitter about it. I'm not,
How,
you know, I'm not that.
Which birthday? you are 63.
Very good.
Same age as Charlie, I think, or is he older? I'm not sure. Yeah.
Well, you should mention it. You have to.
I guess so. I'm a little bit out of the loop around here, and so I don't always get a heads up about birthdays. I use a calendar. I write people's birthdays on a calendar.
Well, now listen, you're going to force this on me, and it's because I had the apple. It's because I'm the red A, the type A.
Right, the type A, the red part.
Let me point out to you why. See, I'm type A.
Uh-huh.
What this means is that I don't live just with my wife and cats.
Right.
And my life doesn't revolve just around writing my news and coordinating my 1,000 black shirts and my 1,000 white shirts.
Right.
The rest of us around here are able to have children.
Yes.
And
you're very lucky that way.
You see, once you have a child, your entire world gets topsy-turvy.
I understand
that. You're no longer able to be quite as selfish as you used to be.
Right.
So Buzz, you have to cut us some slack.
Oh, sure.
To realize that since we, those who are able to father children on the show, because our lives are incredibly demanding with the children.
I know.
And if you're barren, and since you're
yes, barren.
You're barren. The cupboard is empty.
Uh-huh. The barren, there we go. That's a lot, Link.
You have plenty of time to just drop the subtle hints with us.
Well, how are we gonna correct this situation?
Well, I don't know. You can't,
No, I'm asking you. You know the way to correct it.
Well, I mean,
a subtle hint on the air prior to your birthday.
You say, okay. Hey, listen, right. and my birthday is next Monday.
Okay.
You just throw it in there.
All right. I used to do it subtly. I do it blatantly now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really would come out and say, don't forget my birthday's coming up. I'd like something special for my... I think I actually came out and said that.
Yes.
This year I said, you know, with everything I've gone through, and I was fresh, 22 days off of being separated. And I said, I got to have a big birthday celebration because, I mean, that's when, seriously.
Mm-hmm. That's when we had the Cyndi Lauper debacle.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And then I mucked it up. But, I mean, it was still a big day with torches and stuff like
that. Well, then, Buzz, why don't we celebrate your birthday on Monday?
Well, that's fine.
A week late.
I have no problem with that.
Celebrate it, and then we can go down to the courthouse and we can have the records fixed.
Good.
Let's say your official birthday will be whatever Monday is.
What's now much like my birthday, I remember when we did this, what do you want for your birthday?
I like I said, I have no wish list.
Oh,
a card from you, strippers from you, I'm happy.
You know, I'm sorry, but I think I speak with authority. When that question was asked of me, I put together a wonderful list.
Yes.
Well,
I'll work on that.
You know, how about because we've forgotten it this year, that Monday is even more of a birthday show for Buzz, much like mine was in June, where you asked,
Hold on. You have an idea? I got it.
What?
Oh, this is, he's got the dream idea.
Yeah, he looks happy.
I got it.
What are we going to do?
I got it.
What?
I want Buzz in a hot tub with chicks for the whole show on Monday.
Are you up for it?
I like that.
There you go.
Now, I appeal to you sloth back there in the WJFK sales cubicles.
Right.
That what you got to do is... Those of you who haven't been hit by sniper fire,
yes,
you have to find a client that will loan us a hot tub on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have to, we'll rent one.
Probably have to put it in the garage.
Yeah, down
well,
the stairs.
With the climate and all.
Yeah. We don't want to advertise.
Don't want it street side.
Buzz outside is a target.
Aye. That'd be a hell of a birthday.
But you know what would be really nice? If we could get one of them small, like, two-person jobbers and actually just... Put him right there in the corner of the main studio.
Well, like get a real small one.
Yeah.
Like one of those like real hot tubs, like you know the kind that's just like the barrel?
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, a barrel.
And you put Buzz in there with a couple of strippers for the whole show?
Yeah, I bet we could get like a tub. Right?
Like a wash tub.
Like a wash tub.
Lisa? Lisa, I need a tub.
Or get a regular tub.
An old number 10 tub?
I need a bathtub for Buzz.
And put Buzz with what, four women in it?
At least.
Five.
Okay, like a bathtub, a freestanding bathtub, or a kiddie pool?
No, kiddie pool's not.
My birthday's November 27th.
So, that's how you do it,
please.
Buzz.
Make a note of it.
That's how you do it.
Thank you.
November 27th.
It's a shame we'll be out of town for it.
Sorry, no, we won't. It's the day before Thanksgiving. We'll be here.
See, Buzz, that's how you do it.
Uh-huh. It's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Funny, am I?
So what we need for Buzz is a bathtub.
Okay.
A big bathtub.
Okay.
A hot tub would be great.
and at least two, up to four, maybe six broads to be in there with him.
Okay.
And then he does the whole show Monday from the hot tub.
Right here?
And he could get out, like, during the break so he doesn't get too raisiny.
Pruny. Yeah.
Rob is shaking his head. Rob says, no, stay in the whole time.
Yeah, you can be in there.
I'll bring a robe.
What the hell?
You're a Hugh Hefner robe. Don't you have one of those?
Oh, yeah.
And Buzz?
Yes?
Trunks optional, my man.
I know what you mean.
Trunks optional.
Are the ladies going to be naked?
At least topless. Mm-hmm. We got to be able to. Can you work on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent. We'll work on that.
Okay, so we need a hot tub would be choice number one.
Okay.
Just a regular bathtub would be choice number two for Buzz. Mm-hmm. And during the entire show, Buzz will be here in the main studio, and he'll be washed and massaged.
Yeah, oiled.
And oiled down. And
rubbed down.
Then I know what gift I want. If I'm going to be in this hot tub with these women,
the
gift I would like is snorkel.
Like back to school.
You got it, Buzz.
Well, that's what I call marine biology.
You got it. Okay.
Well, so Monday will be the belated birthday show.
Absolutely. And Buzz, I speak on behalf of everyone. We're very sorry. We didn't know it was your freaking birthday.
I did not take
Monday
offense.
Will be the Buzz Burbank belated birthday show in a bathtub.
All right.
And we want to do it in here.
Buzz Burbank's belated birthday show in a bathtub with beautiful babe.
We'd like to do it in here if we can. If we can't do it in the studio, I guess we'll do it down in the garage. Yeah.
The bodacious, bubbling Buzz Burbank belated birthday show with beautiful babes in a bubbly bath.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey.
You guys forgot his birthday last year, man.
We did?
Yes, you did.
Did we?
I think so, yeah.
It's not our fault.
My birthday was July 24th, and you missed it, too. I feel for you, Buzz.
Well, both of you guys got to remind us.
You have to remind us.
Hey, you don't forget Mike's birthday. You don't forget Rob.
I reminded everybody about my birthday.
And I'll tell you right now, Rob is, I've said this for many of Mike's my best buddy. Mm-hmm. Rob is really my best friend on the show. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. Rob, I would guess your birthday is in December.
Good guess. It's March 8th.
See?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember.
I swear to God.
We don't commemorate Rob's birthday.
I am clueless.
But listen back. I'm sure it was. I know it was last year, and it might have been a year before. Buzz, I forgive you. I forgive him. You forgive him, too.
Well, wait till you hear him on Monday when he's in the bodacious Burbank bubbling bath with beautiful babes.
And the phrase of the day will be, yes, trunks optional.
Trunks optional.
Right, you got
see
that.
See you guys.
And hey.
Hey.
Make sure you trim those toenails.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let those toes do the walking.
Yeah,
where's my toe?
Yeah.
Hey, my toe is dry.
Nice pedicure.
My toe's underwater, but it's dry. Look at my little toesies, all dry. Half my foot is dry.
It won't be dry.
Toe sex. Buzz having toe sex.
Yeah.
You got this, Buzz, that possible shooting on 270?
Yes, I have the information on that, as a matter of fact.
All right, lay that on us.
In spite of all the mirth. Police are questioning a man about a possible shooting on I-270. Montgomery County Police say a woman driving on that road near Route 28 called and reported that someone had shot at her. She told police the shooter may have been in a blue Dodge pickup truck. Police stopped the blue truck near Route 124, and they're questioning the driver, but they're not calling him a suspect at this point.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So that's one of the reasons I didn't mention it before.
Yeah, you're going to hear probably about every shooting in the area.
Right. Everything's suspect now.
We have so many around here.
All right. Well, happy belated birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
You queer apple.
Yes.
You queer apple. And,
wear your best trunks.
I will.
We'll make it up to you Monday. I promise, Buzz.
All right.
For goodness sakes. And, let me just say one other thing.
One.
Out of everybody on the show, I've been friends with you the longest.
Yes, that's true.
Just come to me. Okay. Don't go behind my back.
Well, I didn't mean to.
I really wasn't
doing that.
Don't go to the girl.
Yeah, no, we were just talking.
Just call me up and say, hey, douchebag, you forgot my birthday.
No, see, that's not me.
That's simple enough.
It's just not me.
I'd go, hey, okay, well, you didn't tell me. I would have argued the point with you, but it would have been an easier way to handle it.
Mm.
Instead, I got the girl calling me up saying, did you know it was Buzz's birthday on Monday?
I'm sorry about
that. And the only way I look at it is all is forgiven. Yeah. Nudes on Monday.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, huzzah.
Yeah.
Okay, time out. Be right back. Mr. Skin's coming up now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Shanice? Honey? Honey, I have some bad news.
I guess. You are not coming into work in the morning.
Just let me get. You're not. Give me a.
Goodbye.
Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right.
Well, thank you, but that information is absolutely useless.
It's not.
Dinner's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, birthday girl. Where's Jim Skin?
We're waiting for Mr. Jim McBride, otherwise known as Mr. Skin. Man knows all about movies and nudity.
Lisa. Oh, she's dialing now.
Ah, a little behind the curve.
Right.
Someone wasn't paying attention.
Thinking about her birthday a little bit too much.
I believe so.
Her birthday the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. But C-Buzz,
yes.
Even with this mistake,
mm-hmm.
she has compounded the fact that now we won't forget her birthday.
Yes. Yeah, it's in our memories now.
She's doing a balancing act. Mm-hmm. Weird balancing. Even though she's earned demerits
right.
me by not having a guest ready as soon as we come out of the break. On the other hand, I'm remembering, oh, yes, it's because she's preoccupied with her birthday.
So November 27th.
Mm-hmm. Worth the price.
The Wednesday before. Mm-hmm. That's it.
What do you want for your birthday, Buzz? Anything in particular?
You know, I haven't started that list yet.
Sweater?
I need a sweater is always good.
A little
nice,
tiny
tight sweater. Yeah.
Rob, how about
a sweater?
Yeah. Would you mind shopping with me? You and I can go to the extra small store.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Triple XP.
Mike, you...
Triple XP.
Why don't we make it a threesome? We all go to a Kids R Us.
Absolutely. We'll get Buzz just the tightest possible sweaters and very thin material.
Yes. See, the problem is a lot of times when you go to buy a shirt for Buzz, uh-huh. and I go into a store like in Ocean City, I go like to Sensations.
Right.
A lot of times the only shirts that fit Buzz mm-hmm. say... I'm the world's greatest granddaughter on them.
I understand.
Or they say, my daddy is the world's best daddy.
Right. Or Hello Kitty.
Yeah, right. They never.
Very difficult to find the right stuff.
The news guy.
What looks really good on Buzz is if you can find anything in the Malibu Ken collection.
Yeah, those are really great, but they're a little loose.
They are a little loose.
Yeah,
I think it's
something
surprise.
Snugger. Yeah.
All right, kids. Joining us now to give us the latest on what's new in the theaters. God, I hope there's some skin in the movies this weekend. And also on home with the DVD from www.mrskin.com. Great Jim McBride. Jim Skin, Mr. Skin. Howdy, Mr. Skin.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Now, we're doing great. You should let all the Mr. Skin fans know, because we got calls, we got emails. Where was Mr. Skin last week? Last week, it was our fault.
Yes.
Mr. Skin was ready last week, and last Thursday, we
got a little obsessed.
Yeah. We had something going, and we just could not get to Mr. Skin, so our apologies. Yeah.
So that means we might have 2 weeks of Mr. Skin stuff. Ooh.
Yeah, the nudity train never stops, so I always have information, no matter what.
Fantastic.
All right, now, Mr. Skin, unfortunately, I'm seeing here, Lisa has written me a note on a napkin. Are we running out of news about out of paper around here?
We are an Infinity Station.
And look, it's a used napkin.
Wow. No, those are my notes.
She's already written stuff.
Is there blood on it?
Those are my notes.
Oh,
the
God.
The pictures I'm supposed to be finding.
Our net is down. The internet is down.
Oh, man.
So we're not
going
to be able to see the pictures you have for us. See what you can walk us through, though. What's new in the theaters, Mr. Skin?
Yeah, cool. There's two movies in the theaters, big ones coming out tomorrow. The first I wanted to talk about is Rules of Attraction. It's a Roger Avery movie. He's the dude, one of the original writers in Pulp Fiction. He's directing this movie. Now, I was all pumped up because 5 or 6 months ago, they were saying this movie's NC-17.
Yeah.
And listen to this babe lineup. They have Jessica Biel from Seventh Heaven. She's the girl that posts for Gear Magazine. She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Kate Bosworth, who's the blonde in the Blue Crush, that surfer movie, super hot.
Right.
And Shannon Sossaman, a babe you might know from A Knight's Tale. She was Heath Ledger's love interest.
Oh, man, she's great.
So I'm looking here 5 or 6 months ago going, NC-17 and these three girls are in it? Something good's going to happen. Well, here's what happened. There is a ton of nudity in the flick. The problem is it's anonymous, like party nudity and background nudity and stuff like that. So none of the three big names got naked. The best I could give you is Jessica Biel. In the very beginning of the film, is walking down a hallway kind of dancing in a bra and boxers. Now, that's good stuff, but I want to stress it's not nude. And actually, to make up for all that, Fred Savage does crack between his toes, so that'll kind of make up for it. But
Wait a minute, hold on. Does he have crack between his toes, or he shoots it between his toes?
Fred Savage? The kid from The Wonder Years.
Right.
Very much like Christopher on The Sopranos.
Exactly. So you see that, but I want to stress, it's still a good movie to see. There is a ton of nudity, but the three big names do not get naked.
All right.
Yeah. The other big movie, and I think it's going to be big more because it's going to get the worst ratings of the year. I could see Razzies already for this, is Swept Away, which is Madonna's new movie, which is written and directed by her husband, Guy Ritchie.
Oh, there's a problem.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I don't mind. To me, I don't care if a movie's good or bad. I just care if there's great nudity.
Right.
And what happened was, when he filmed this originally, Madonna was naked a ton. There was literally, like, start to finish nudity. They're on a stranded on an island, her and another guy. And what happened was, Guy Ritchie, after test audience saw it and he took another look at it, he said, you know, he felt that it showed his wife in a bad light, even though she looks awesome in the movie. I don't know what he was thinking, but he basically pulled almost all the nudity. There is a scene about close to an hour into the movie where she's in the sand. You see you get a view of her breasts and buns as she's rolling around. You do not see the material curls, I guess, if you will.
He was waiting for one of those, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. What fun is nudity if you can't have funny words?
Right, exactly.
But anyway, she the thing is, so it's good that she's naked, but it's bad that she could have been a lot more naked. So.
You know, the thing is, Madonna, and she's got lots of miles on her, she is still a woman who I would love to see naked, and especially, like, in the stages right after she's had a baby.
Yeah.
Because she got some nice boobs already.
Yeah, and actually, she's been doing so much working out for this role, or she did, that she was real skinny and real, just real tight, but her breasts look even bigger, so it's kind of a cool look.
Very cool.
But it's just a bummer that there's not more nudity in this. And I'm telling you, it'd almost probably be funny to read some reviews, because I know they're just going to destroy it.
Because the movie itself is not that good.
Yeah, it's like almost scary how bad it is.
All right. What else, Mr. Skinny?
But anyway, there's, of course, some great DVD stuff. Sorry you can't pull the pictures, but here's what I do. As soon as I'm done, I'll just send you guys an email and you can look at them, because this is stuff I don't want you to miss.
Very good.
First is Billy Bathgate. Is a 1991 movie. It had Dustin Hoffman and Bruce Willis. It's finally coming to DVD this week. Now, the cool news is that Nicole Kidman was 24 and she has two scenes where you get a look at the flaming shrubbery. It's excellent.
One at the
52-minute mark, a skinny dip scene, full frontal.
Then
another one 42 minutes in where she's standing in front of a three-way mirror, which is a great thing. She's completely naked. Now, picture in a three-way mirror, you could see her naked from all directions, and she's not even moving. It's a great scene.
Wow.
So,
man.
Billy Bathgate is coming out this week. The other movie coming out for the first time is The Big Picture, which is a 1989 movie with Kevin Bacon. Martin Short had a real funny bit in there. But the key is that there's no nudity in the movie, but I would consider this the all-time greatest white tank top no bra scene is Terry Hatcher.
I've seen the movie on cable, and I know the scene you're talking about.
Really good.
Yeah.
And fantastic. I'll send you guys the pics, because you have to see this. I'm telling you, it looks like pencil erasers. It's unbelievable.
Fantastic.
And this is Terry Hatcher at the top of her game. So,
right. So
those are the two big DVDs coming out. But the other things I wanted to share with you guys, because no one's seen this stuff yet, is the National Enquirer has been talking about this movie that Jennifer Aniston's mom, her wacky mom, Nancy, did in 1969. It's an obscure, hard-to-find soft porn movie, which incidentally also featured a young Johnny Wad Holmes in the cast.
Oh, my God.
I want to stress, there's not nudity. There's other nudity in the flick. She doesn't get naked, but she is in a bikini and in her underwear, and it's pretty cool to see Jennifer Aniston's mom in that stage of undress. And the National Enquirer has been all over this talking about it, but I don't think they've shown pictures yet, but I somehow was able to track down the movie, and I have the pics at the site, so I'll send that to you
guys. He does the research, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, here's the other one. Even a bigger coup than that is there's a movie called Killing Me Softly, which is a movie I've been talking about that has not made it to theaters here in the U.S. yet. It was in the theaters a few
places in Europe. Now, I was able to track down a good quality copy of this movie, and in it, Heather Graham has... I'm telling you, I knew she was naked in it when we finally got the tape in the office. It's almost like showgirls nudity. I mean, it's like
wow.
Start to finish Heather Graham, and I'm telling you, she's unbelievable naked. Great light,
wow.
Long views. If you're a Heather Graham fan, and I know a lot of guys are, definitely
yeah.
Check this out.
Hello. Now, what I love hearing is in the office, where now you have all the skinologists with you.
Yes.
How many other little skins are there working?
23 skin employees working there.
Oh, you have 23
God.
Employees.
That's yeah, crazy.
Wow.
Back in the day, he was just a guy in Chicago with a website.
And a tremendous libido.
Look at him now. So let me see. The clues this week are...
Yeah, Billy Bathgate, brand new. You get Nicole Kidman in her full frontal twice.
Gary Hatcher, you see her giant nipples.
Yeah, in the big picture. And when you guys see this, you'll get a kick out of it. And then Jennifer Aniston's mom in this rare... 1969 movie in bikini and underwear. I want to stress she's not naked, but she's still it's pretty. You can see where Jennifer Aniston got her body.
Very good.
And then Heather Graham, off the charts, probably the best nudity I've seen in the last 3 or 4 years is in Killing Me Softly.
Fantastic. And now I'm going to give Mr. Skin my weekly thanks to him.
Yes.
And Mike, I'm going to tell you why you're going to love TiVo.
Okay.
That it was this past weekend, Mr. Skin, I was hit by a car, had a dislocated hip.
Oh.
So I'm on my ass all weekend, taking Vicodin, watching TV, and there's nothing on. I mean, there's nothing on. One of the Showtime channels has Dr. T and the Women.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Now I remember.
You memorized Mr. Skin's appearances on the show.
In the recesses of my mind,
yes.
I remember Mr. Skin saying
right.
that somebody gets naked in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I start watching the movie. And there's a scene, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes into the movie, Farrah Fawcett goes...
18 minutes in.
She goes loopy. 18 minutes.
Who's counting?
She goes loopy, and she takes her clothes off. She does a striptease in a waterfall inside a Dallas mall.
Yep.
Now, the thing that's beautiful about TiVo is, once the scene has happened, you're able to back it up
mm-hmm.
and go frame by frame, and there is one scene... Well, you're watching it frame by frame, and Mr. Skin, I'm sure you told us this, where Farrah Fawcett is standing, she has her arms out like this, she's got her head up, she's got her arms just presenting her, her arms are up in the air, just presenting her entire body. Now, you really only get to see it if you slow it down
right.
frame by frame.
And how does she look after all these years?
Fan friggin'
yeah, really.
And can you believe she was over 50 when she did that?
Wow.
Like,
wow.
That. And like 52 or 3 when she did that. And it's amazing. I agree. I love that scene.
And once again, all roads lead to Mr. Skin, because there I am.
You study Mr. Skin.
I'm on the Vicodin Highway.
You're an amateur skinologist.
Everybody should be. The thing is, I write down the tips.
Right.
I remember the tips.
Mm-hmm.
The movie comes on. Dr. T and the women, I go, oh, I just remember. Mr. Skin said that there's somebody naked in this movie.
Yep. Right.
And I'm thinking at first it's Helen Hunt, because I'm seeing it.
He was naked in that also.
Is the scene when
that's like an hour in when she's upstairs changing while Richard Gere's waiting for her.
Now, do you get to see anything?
Yeah, she's naked. It's quick. It's not as good as the Ferris scene, but it's not as good as what she did in the water dance, but it's definitely worth checking out. She's completely nude walking from the bedroom to the shower, and it's like the camera follows her real quick as she walks from the bedroom to the shower.
This is the downside of Vicodin.
All right, well, Mr. Skin, everybody, we endorse this site.
Great job.
I mean, any actress, you type her name in, and immediately Mr. Skin's database tells you where the actress has been naked.
Right.
And links you to the site.
Well worth it.
And you get to see it. It's www.mrskin.com.
I'll send you guys right now, send Lisa the pictures so you can see what we were just talking
about. Very
fantastic.
Good.
We'll talk to you next week,
guys,
Jim.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
There he is. Jim Skin.
The great Jim McBride. Mr. Skin.
We love using his real last name. We really enjoy that.
He's getting kind of famous now.
Yeah.
He has
23 employees. Can you believe
that? I'm having to share him like with hundreds of radio stations now. And I think the first time we had him on our show, 5 or 6 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I got a call about him that he was on a show in Chicago.
Right.
So I had Charlie Broyhill call up and ask if he wanted to be on this show.
He comes on our show. He'd been on a local show in Chicago. I think the next day he got like 150,000 web hits.
Pretty incredible.
Which at the time for him was a record.
Right.
Yeah, and he called us back the next week and he said, I never got a response like I got in your show. And now the guy, I mean, he's sold out. Who can blame him? He's on radio shows everywhere.
He is. But we love talking to him live.
And boy, oh boy, does he come through with the goods.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm going to remember.
Material curls.
I'm going to remember that.
He's got one of those every week.
Because I want to see Heather Graham naked.
You're a Heather Graham fan.
Yeah, you bet your ass.
Absolutely.
You bet your ass. Mm. Boy, is she sweet.
She is hot.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
I love you guys so much. I've been listening to you since WAVA, and I've never called.
Love you right back.
Yeah, I love you long time.
I'm very nervous. And, Don?
Yes?
I just wanted to tell you that listening to Bart grow up on the radio has been wonderful, and I think you've done a really fabulous job raising an outstanding child, and I hope that I can raise my kids as well as you did.
Well, thanks.
And I'd also like to know if Rob would call me a whore.
Rob, do you think you could call this lovely young woman a whore?
She's got to earn it.
You have to earn it, ma'am.
What do I have to? I'm dirty and nasty.
Whore!
There you go. You got it.
All right. Thanks. Hi, Buzz. Hi, Lisa. Love you guys a bunch.
Goodbye, bye, lady.
Bye.
Where's the lonely guy today?
What, she mentioned Mike. She mentioned Don and Mike.
Did she?
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, she kind of had that compliment.
Mike had a look on his face right at the very end.
She had a... You know, compliment for Don, and then asked Rob to call her a whore, and then said hi to Lisa and Buzz.
Yeah.
But you know, it was kind of a personal greeting. She just said, hey, Don.
Lonely guys have been with us since the beginning of time.
If you want to call me oversensitive, I probably...
This is the story of how I became a lonely guy.
Probably be somewhat accurate right now.
Go to Club Wet, Mike. You get a lot of friends down there.
Don't think I haven't thought about it.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing, man? About that Vicodin that you've been on?
Yeah.
I've been wondering, have you had the opportunity, I'm not sure if you have the ability right now with your hip or anything, but have you been able to make love to your wife on that yet?
Well, my wife's been out of town, and she's been up at the mother-in-law's all week. I'll tell you this, that I've not been able the entire time that my hip has been dislocated.
Right.
I have not been able to have either intercourse with my wife or get my jerk on.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that I am just as horny as can be.
Oh, no, because I'm not saying that it would do a bad thing at all. What I've noticed in my travels with Vicodin is that it offers me amazing staying power. Just the ability to please a woman again and again and again.
I don't know. Can I say something really gross happened to me?
Right.
Something happened to my wiener.
I can always tell when you're going to say something that's really...
happened. Mm-hmm. That happened. I was looking at Diane Sawyer.
Well, you know what? That's probably the Vicodin.
That's normal.
If this guy's talking about staying power, maybe...
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful, man. You can't go wrong with the Vicodin.
It was Diane Sawyer making cookies.
Sure wasn't a two-shot with Kylie Gibson?
Works for me. Was my buddy Tony there?
No, Tony wasn't on. It was
brown sugar.
And I realized, I looked down at my sweatpants, and I'm like, oh, my God!
Right.
Don't delete this out. I'm getting a boner. About Diane Sawyer.
Maybe it was the cookies.
Damn, I am so horny. I'll tell you this. I know when I finally am able to either have sex with my wife or get immediate gratification, watch out.
Beware.
Everybody just get your umbrellas out. Because I'm telling you, it's been 2 weeks I've been storing up the pancake batter.
Man, oh, man.
Wow. I got 2 weeks of pudding in there.
God.
All right, well, thanks, guys. Take it easy.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, man, watch out.
I'm ready. Christ, I'm ready. But I can't do anything about it.
You know, I'm thinking whether I should make an inappropriate sniper joke right now, but maybe not.
No.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, here's the...
I think everybody can write their own now.
Yeah, and we have.
Here's the deal. We have... a big screen TV to give away now.
65 inches.
Man. Now listen to this. We do have a 65-inch big screen TV. And
that's like a mile wide.
And a DVD player to give away.
Yep.
Courtesy of Tubbs, CBS Superstation. Join Drew, Jerry, Tim, and all your favorite friends Monday through Friday with the nonstop comedy block on CBS Superstation. They have given us this big screen TV.
That's almost 4 feet.
And we are going to give the big screen TV away to the winner of
Ah, it's been a while since we've done this. The Big Lie.
Here's a game you're gonna like, a some poor gal or guy. Will bare their soul to dynamite and tell them their big lie.
Now, here's how this works. There's gotta be someone in your life, wife, husband, friend, business associate, brother, sister.
Someone that you interact with on a daily basis.
Someone who you have just bold, flat out lied to their face.
Something that's been eating you up. Something that you really feel you need to come clean with.
Now, you know, well, maybe not that you need to. Well, maybe this would be the thing that pushes you to the side.
This would be the catalyst.
Yeah, this would be the thing that pushes you to the side of right. Where you say, you know, gosh, I've been wanting to tell Buzz for years just what a jerk off he is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I can't bring myself to tell him that.
I understand.
I've been lying to Bubba. No, that's not a good example.
That's what my boss doesn't know won't hurt him.
No, it would be.
That's more like the big lie is like. You always wanted to tell Buzz that, secretly you were videotaping him in the shower.
Yeah.
That's what it would be. That's
Buzz?
The big lie.
Yes. For years, I've been secretly videotaping you in the shower.
What?
Hey, Don, you've just won a 65-inch TV.
Why, you?
That's not 45.
I oughta. Well, yes, my 65 inches is almost
4 feet wide.
4 feet wide.
Plain big.
Big. So, we're looking for the big lie. And you call us up with your big lies, and then we'll find the one that we think is the best.
Our crap detectors will be in full force.
Yeah. And then we call the person who you've lied to. And we tell them they're going to come on the radio, and then it's up to you to tell them what you've lied to them about in the past.
Right.
And actually, you know, we get an awful lot of this. We get an awful lot of, when I was 17, I crashed my car.
Yeah, and I told my dad that I hit a deer when, in fact, my friends and I were drinking and ran into a pole.
Right. We get an awful lot of those. We're not real fond of those. I'll tell you, the only one that we really try to stay away from are marital infidelities.
Yeah, because that gets us into a world of hurt. And trust me, we've been down that road. We don't want to go down that road again.
But beyond that, we're wide open.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Talk to us. You know, listen.
Remember the guy that ran over the cat.
For my money, I got no problem. You know, if you had gay sex with your cousin, you know.
There you go.
And you want to tell your mom. I'm not trying to tell you what to do. But if you had gay sex with your cousin at some point when you were growing up and you want to tell your mom that.
Why are you bringing that up?
Because I had gay sex with my cousin when I was... No, I'm just saying...
I understand.
We will accept sexual situations.
Oh, absolutely. I remember the young man that set his house afire.
But what we don't want is the guy calling his wife saying, hey, honey, I'm sleeping with your sister.
Yeah, you do that on your own time.
Right, that's where we draw the line. But beyond that, everything else is fair game. The big lie... For a big screen TV and a DVD.
65 inches.
And that is almost
4 feet wide.
So call us now at 877-365-3636.
It's like a mile.
For the big lie. And I'll tell you right now, across America, trailer parks are shaking.
Yes, right now.
Because people are jumping from one side.
I'm going to win TV with that lie I told.
From one side of the double wide to the other right now.
I don't care. They won't be mad at me once I give them the TV.
Throughout Walmarts in America, all of a sudden, the checkers looking at each other going,
I can't fit that.
The place is cleared out. It just got empty in here.
Can't fit that 65 inches into my double wide.
That's because someone went into Walmart and said, Donna Mike is playing the big lie.
Head for the truck.
Call us now.
We'll go
through these lies and see what you got for us today.
Yahoo!
Coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat a-hole?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Well, opinions are like assholes, Your Honor. Everybody's got one.
Darcy is nicht gut. The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow we got the backwards newlywed game.
Oh my God, we got some contestants.
We're looking at anywhere between 3 and 9 sets of people who are separated and thinking about getting divorced.
Very good.
Coming down tomorrow for the backwards newlywed game to win a trip to Las Vegas. Or maybe they could just end it all. trip to Las Vegas tomorrow is courtesy of Veramax.
Not that kind of end at all, Rob.
Veramax, sexual enhancer. Have great sex more often with Veramax.
You take some of that home, Buzz?
Veramax.
I haven't yet. I'd like to.
Available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX.
You see all that stuff that's in the back room?
I did.
Tons of take any of it home?
Don't need it, Mike. I got an explosion in my pants waiting to happen.
That's right. Hey, you're a hungry boy. You need to be fed.
Could be
dangerous.
You bet. As soon as my hip gets good enough for me just to be able to lean forward enough in my chair.
As soon as your hip gets good enough, I'm doing the show from another studio.
Because watch out.
Beware.
Watch out. And I can't tell you when it's going to happen. And Elfrida's coming back from her mom's house on Saturday.
You still can't even...
No, I can't get my jerk on.
Really?
I can't. It's too... let me demonstrate.
No, don't!
Well, now watch. See,
you're seated now.
Now I'm seated.
Yeah.
But to do it, what I have to do is... I can't.
Oh.
It requires too much... Hi, Lisa. Like you've never seen me do it before. It requires too much flexibility.
I understand. We've discussed the fact that you don't want to do it standing up.
No, yuck. Absolutely not. Isn't that right, Lisa?
Don't like to do it standing up.
Not
in the shower either.
Not in the shower either. But boy, am I ready.
You're that ready, I'm surprised you haven't, at least tried the stand-up.
Something, anything.
No, I can't. Well, it hurts to stand up.
Yeah, it does. You're skipping around now.
I had to stand up for 4 hours of work, and then I'm afraid what's going to happen is I'm going to have...
A dream?
No, I think...
A dream at night and just wake up and just horrible.
I might have an accidental orgasm.
Well, that's what the dream thing would
be. But I mean an awake one, though.
Yeah. Well, please don't do it here.
No chance. I'm looking at you.
Please stop.
I was thinking about today when I was looking at Diane. No, even if you smile, Mike.
Even if I smile at you just so?
I don't think so.
That's right.
I don't think so.
So Monday could be if you're still not... Monday could be a problem.
The pressure is going to have to be released by Monday.
Yeah.
Right. I got news for my wife. She's got to put on those rubber gloves and take care of me this weekend. Yeah, Rob?
Or we'll put some extra chlorine in that hot tub just in case.
We're going to play the big lie now.
Yeah. Oh, God.
We're going to get the biggest lie, and we're going to let the person with the biggest lie call the person they've lied to and then win a big screen TV.
The big liars, we like to call it, people that wish they were on Jerry Springer.
From CBS Superstation, and let's start right here. Our phone number, 877-365-3636, and here is Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Don, I'm Mike. What's happening?
How are you, my friend? Where are you from?
I'm from Rockville.
All right.
I'm doing okay now, but if my wife finds this out, I don't know. What's happening is I kind of maybe have like a slight gambling problem, especially with football. My wife caught me last year gambling on football. I promised her I'd stop and never do it again.
How much are you gambling this year?
Well, I lost $1,000 last week.
$1,000 a week?
Yeah, and I don't make really enough to cover that whole amount, so sometimes I might take like a slight cash advance.
I'm going to veto that. One thing about that is we get gambling all the time.
Yeah, we do.
And the other thing is, a hint that I learned from Mike...
Okay.
When a guy calls and the first thing he says...
Wife's going to kill me if she finds out. Right.
That's usually a guy who's lying.
Yeah, but the real reason...
Honestly, I'm not lying. I swear. I know you guys hear that all the
time. I learned that on CSI O'Mara. That's where I learned that one.
Way to go.
Okay, well, I'll just go get myself in trouble some other way.
There you go. Mike, thanks for trying.
All right, bye.
Okay.
Maybe he was right. I don't know.
The biggest reason was also the gambling problem.
Not thick enough.
We get it all the time.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. How are you today?
Hi, we're great. Where are you from?
I'm from down Southern Maryland.
All right, listening on WJFK. Question is, what's the big lie?
What's your name, sir?
It's Don, actually.
The last guy was Mike, and this guy's Don.
Fascinating.
That's right. Well, about 6 or 7 years ago, my brother's wife bought a new house. They have two huge dogs and some white carpet. And I told my brother-in-law that I would let his dogs out while they were out for the weekend. Well, Friday night, I fulfilled my duties. I went down and let the dogs out and fed them and whatnot. And then
what?
Who let the dogs out?
And whatnot.
And whatnot.
Duh. And what for?
Whatnot. And Saturday night kind of slipped my mind. And I realized...
Oh, wait, hold on. Are we getting to the point where the dogs asked in the house?
Oh, yeah.
On the white carpeting.
Yeah, and what was the big deal?
And how many years ago was this?
Oh, it's been 6 or 7 years ago.
What, and they ruined the carpeting?
Yeah, he spent a better part of a couple weeks, you know, with all the cleaning and...
All right, pet stains.
Pet stains.
What?
You know, I was watching CNN today, and they had one of those reporters at the scene out in Manassas where the shooting was, and it was obviously, they were going from CNN to the WJLA reporter, and it was like her big chance, and she was like doing a great job. She's cruising along. She looked good. She was totally prepared. She had all the information.
So was Channel 7 a reporter? She's getting her big breakthrough CNN?
Seemed to be. You know, we're going to go to so-and-so from Channel 7. And right there, she said, people were in the hotel and whatnot. And I went, oh, you are so busted. Whatnot. Don't use whatnot, dumbass.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Lisa from Philly.
Lisa Philly, oh, WYSP.
Hi, Lisa.
Rocks. WYSP rocks.
Mike, Don, and Lisa.
And, hey, Buzz, you know what? You're right.
Yeah, Buzz is next.
We're three for three. Rob. Lisa, what is the big lie you have?
Well, I met my brother's girlfriend for the first time last week, and I basically told him that I thought that she was a nice girl or whatever, but I really would like to tell him that I think that she's very bad for him. She didn't laugh at any of my jokes. She looked down the entire time. She's an ex-drug addict. I think that she's bad for him, and she's real shady.
Mm. Mm.
So you really hate her?
I didn't like her at all.
Not quite. Close.
All right.
Close.
All right.
Thank you, honey.
Very close.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Yeah, you got to tell him anyway.
And that drug stuff, you got to have history of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Hello, Ashley. Where are you from?
I'm from Centerville, Virginia.
Good old WJFK land. Ashley, what is it that you have for us?
Well, first off, Donna Mike, I love you. I've had to deny to my boyfriend for 2 years that I had hot, steamy, interracial sex a couple years ago.
I like that.
Now, why did you have to deny it to him?
Because he is a southern boy, and anyone who dates interracially, he looks down on and thinks it's disgusting.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Did he suspect this and you denied it, or what's the story here?
He knows that I dated a black guy, and I've always just lied to him, said that I would do some things with him, but I wouldn't let him touch me.
Well, hey, why are you with this guy if he's like that?
He has other wonderful qualities.
Like other than the fact that he hates blacks.
Other than the fact that he's a Klansman.
He doesn't hate blacks. He works with many black people. So, no, he doesn't hate them.
But he hates the idea of you being with a man of color.
Correct.
Is this Gary Spiewak? I'm going to leave you in there just because I love the mixing dynamic of the races.
And yeah, we like that kind of thing.
And he might be the type of guy who we could have fun with on the radio.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I think you could.
Can you tell me something? Having sex with a black guy, how was it?
You know that the myth about that...
Yes. Well, I know the myth. That's what I'm asking.
It wasn't true.
He was small?
Yeah.
Wow.
But how was he?
It was okay.
He was okay?
Yeah.
Would you go back?
I had better.
Would you go back?
To that one, no, but sure, I'd go back.
To that one.
Oh. To other black guys, you'd go back?
Is there? Yeah, sure.
Well, then once again, I don't think it's a myth. Once you do black, you don't go back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you, how do I put this? Did you give him oral?
Yes, I did.
And did he do oral on you?
Yes.
Did you keep the change?
I do. I keep the change.
Way to go.
Mm. And how's that? Is there a difference between a black man's change and a white man's change?
For this particular person, there was.
Really?
I think as you and Mike say, it was spunky.
Really?
Yeah.
Which
I don't know if it's a diet thing.
Which tastes better?
White.
In your opinion.
In your opinion, white.
In my opinion.
Is this the only black guy you've ever been with?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds like your boyfriend might be trying to turn you.
Right, hold on, honey.
Okay.
Wow. Hold on a
second. Fascinating.
Finalist.
That is a finalist. Sit with the black guy and the boyfriend can't stand it.
You just heard some jizz racism right there. I mean, we've had racism on many levels on the show before.
Yes, we have.
That's the first time we've ever had semen racism.
Yeah, not good at all.
Don and Mike, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, I'm Scott Logan.
Scott, let's keep last names out of this. Scott, where are you from?
I'm Laurel.
All right,
how you doing, Ass?
Good.
What's the lie, Scott?
Big lie is my son, who just turned 15, came to me about 6 months ago and told me that hair wasn't growing on half of his ball sack.
You're a 15-year-old kid, you know, ass.
That's the other thing, we keep kids out of this.
Yeah.
Keep kids out of it.
Moron.
A lucky boy he is, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Dad, I noticed hair is not growing on half my ball sack.
God.
Let me take a look at it, son.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
And while I'm looking at it, let me call Don and Mike right now.
Yeah, good idea. I'm Scott.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hi, how you guys doing?
This is what I love about the big lie.
Yeah, it's always an adventure.
A lot of times it's not even calling up to talk to the person about the lie. It's getting to the big lie.
Absolutely.
It is getting to the chewy center.
We've got some good chewy centers today.
Hello, who's this?
This is Barry.
Barry, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Sacramento, stop dancing, guys. All right, Barry, what's your big lie?
Well, like I told Lisa, I don't know if you guys will want it because it's not at all funny, especially now that you've got a racist Yahoo in the hole, so to speak. But I never admitted to my mother that when I was about 5 or 6, I actually, I'm 40 now, it's a long time ago, I don't know what was in my mind, but I, with my dad's pocket knife, I stabbed a little retarded girl in the back down the street. Actually, I don't think she was retarded looking back. I think she was just deaf with a bad speech impediment. But I never told my mom I actually really did it.
You stabbed a retarded girl in the back?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know why. Looking back, I believe I actually had a crush on the girl.
Was she seriously hurt?
No, she wasn't. It went in about a quarter of an inch.
You stabbed a retarded girl that you were in love with.
Greetings from Sacramento.
That hurt.
You're a finalist, my friend.
Stabbed a retarded girl that you were in love with.
Hold on a second. You were 6? And
I was 5 or 6. I know I was in kindergarten when we lived on that street.
And Rob is doing the Sacramento dance now, and so is Mike. Yeah. So glad to have Sacramento back live.
Amen, brother.
Do your city proud, sir.
Hold on, my friend.
Wow, it's controversial today.
There's two fine. Let's see if we get one more in before the break. Inch. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Kim.
Kim, where are you from?
Manassas.
Right, WJFK land. Kim, what's your lie?
Well, I've been living with this guy for 7 years now, just about 7 years, and he has on and off over the past 7 years bugged me, we should get married. And I keep saying, no, why fix if it's not broken? And the reason why I won't marry him, and he doesn't know this, is because I've been married before and I haven't divorced my ex.
That's a big one. It's
yours. Yeah,
it sounds kind of mundane, but that's a biggie that he doesn't know you're still married.
No, that's a finalist.
He thinks I'm divorced. But I'm not.
He thinks you're divorced, but yeah, you know what?
That's not splashy, but that's a big one.
That's a finalist.
He's pretty pissed.
All right, hold on a second. We have three finalists. Let's find some more.
Yeah. All right.
Right now, out of everybody we've talked to, Mike, who are the finalists? We got three of them, right?
We have three. We have Ashley, who did it with a black guy, and her boyfriend doesn't like that type of thing, and she has not owned up to it, that she has had hot interracial love, and apparently the boyfriend is from the South.
Gotcha.
We have Barry, who stabbed a retarded girl that he was in love with. He later retracted the retarded part, saying he thought she was just deaf with a speech impediment. And then we had Tim, boyfriend of 7 years, doesn't know that she is still actually married.
That's hard. If we were voting right now, I would vote for the guy who stabbed the retarded kid in the back just to make him call his mom and tell his mom that.
That's a pretty strong right there. It's something you need to come clean with.
But we have room for more liars out there.
Amen.
We've not made our minds up yet. Someone's going to win the 65-inch big-screen TV and a DVD player from TBS Superstation. Right there. You know, why do we even bother saying call? You can't call. All the lines are busy.
Right.
I'm not going to give out the phone number. We'll be back with more calls right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
The Don and Mike Show. Providing you with plenty of emotional scarring. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah. Bet your ass.
Oh, boy.
We're playing the big lie now. Tomorrow, the backwards newlywed game. Monday, Buzz's belated bubble birthday.
Yeah. Buzz Burbank's bodacious, bubblicious birthday with beautiful babe.
Buzz in a bathtub. Or in a hot tub.
Yes.
What did we come up with?
Buzz in a big bathtub.
On Monday, doing the whole show with a bunch of nude girls.
We won't be rating.
Soon to come on the show, Dr. Judy.
Fantastic.
The Dom triplets from Playboy.
Love them.
Tom Shales coming on the show. We love Tom Shales, the Washington Post. Talking about, I think he wrote some book about Saturday Night Live.
Right, yeah, big book.
Also, Dr. Harold Katz, that ref doctor.
Yeah, we all need that.
John Ritter's coming on the show.
Wow.
A bunch of bikini women who are in the cast of a brand new video game, Bikini Karate Babes.
I like it.
Lisa Herndon's first photo shoot for pictures to submit to Playboy's Women of Radio.
All right.
And the great John Madden.
Man, wow.
And our annual Halloween show, of which I've not figured it out yet.
You will.
But something will come to me.
Something exciting?
Yeah, something great.
Good.
Something great.
Good.
Involving nudity.
Yay.
And prizes.
Yeah.
Yay. Cash.
Yeah.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
Firemen and arms.
Fire trucks.
Balloons, clowns.
Army guys.
Fire trucks.
Pepsis and hot dogs for the kids.
Very good.
And let's see. We've got right now in our stable, we've got the guy who stabbed the retard.
Barry.
We got the girl who is denied interracial love.
That's Ashley.
And the woman whose boyfriend thinks she's available when really she's married.
And that's Kim, boyfriend of 7 years.
So let's see if we got anything better in this round.
All right.
Go to Sarah. Hello, Sarah. Donna Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great, Sarah. Thanks for asking. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Bakersfield, California.
The radio station KGEO.
Yay.
Right, and a great car, the Geo, and a great radio station. Sarah, what's your lie, my dear?
I want to call one of my friends. I'm always alluding to the fact that I could possibly be bisexual because I do find women attractive. And we just had this conversation last night, so I want to call one of them and tell them that I actually have a crush on one of them.
So is your big lie that you're heterosexual when, in fact, you're a lesbian?
No, not exactly, but then I'm bi.
Goodbye. Do it on your own time.
Go peddle your wares somewhere else. No peddlers allowed.
No peddling.
Don and Mike, hello. Hola.
Hello, speak to us.
Hello?
Yes, hello there.
Sorry, I didn't realize I was on.
Well, that's right. Always a good clue.
Yes, I ask. What's your name?
My name's Justin.
Justin, where are you from, ass?
D.C.
Uh-huh.
What's your big lie?
My big lie is that when I was around 9 or 10, my friend and I decided to get rid of all the gypsy moths in our backyard. So we piled them up on top of a slate patio and poured gasoline all over them, and in the process lit the entire patio on fire.
Wow.
Patio burned pretty well before we got it out, and we to hide the damage, we had to flip every slate piece on the patio over so that it would look nice and clean, and then toss the gas can. And when my father went to mow the lawn the next weekend,
how many of you are already thinking, who cares?
Yeah, nah, not thick enough. I mean, yeah, right. The house would have had to catch on fire.
Right.
All right.
Sorry about that. I mean, you know, you never got caught because you flipped the patio.
BFD.
Very, very.
Okay. I got to lie about.
Well, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hey, this is Mike from Tom's Over, New Jersey.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Mike.
Okay, I got to lie about. I just graduated college, and this girl that we used to hang out with all the time, a bunch of us would always go out. Every time that we would go out, she'd ask us to hold her cup for her. And every one of us, every single time that she did it, would stick our man junk in her cup. And I'd like to call her and tell her that.
In her cup?
In her beer or whatever beverage. She was drinking, her beverage.
No.
No?
No, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Ass.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, when I was 17.
Man junk reminds me of more gooder. Reminds me of fired.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, this is Bob.
Bob, where are you from?
I am from, right now I'm in Waldorf, but I'm heading towards Fredericksburg.
All right, your hometown of origin is fine. And what's your lie?
When I was 17, I was working in a booth in a parking lot. And a friend of mine came by, and I gave him all the money we had in the booth and called the police and told him I was robbed. And I told my mother the same thing, and I guess to this day she still believes that's what went on, and I think I'm long enough past the time I'm not worried about getting in trouble.
How much money are we talking about here?
$126, because he didn't want to take the chains.
I think we can accept that one as a finalist.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Although I don't think it's going to make it, we can accept him as a finalist.
Yeah.
The police came to the house a couple times and questioned me with my mom, so it was quiet. She made me quit the job and the whole bit.
And she doesn't know.
She doesn't know. Oh, no.
Is that petty larceny or grand larceny?
It's petty, and it's been over 7 years. I'm pretty old right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, then goodbye.
See you later.
Right.
I don't think we reward grand larceny or petty larceny.
Hello. Stabbings. Don and Mike.
Just stabbings.
Only
stabbings when you're 6 years old.
Stabbings
right.
Of retarded.
No, people. We do not.
Well, he stabbed a retarded girl.
I know. It's
deaf,
not only that.
Deaf with a speech impediment.
It's not only that we accept God.
Well, we also accept the girl who had interracial sex.
Yes.
We accepted the girl who is dating someone and the guy doesn't know that she's married.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, where are you from?
Philly.
Philly rocks, WYSB.
Yeah.
Mike, I was going to tell you, good pickup of Deuce Staley.
Ah, thank you.
Eagles have a bye week this week.
Ah, yeah. Well, no, I knew that. I'm going to start Garrison Hurst this week.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
And Sean Alexander.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do fine. And I know you're bitter. What's going on?
I am, because I'm crestfallen because I'm 0-5 and you're 1-4.
Well, you know, it was the battle of the undefeated.
You're
in no position to bust my balls right now.
I'm crestfallen because I've got no chance, but you've got such a great chance.
It was the big battle.
Because you're 1-4.
It was the big battle.
And I'm 0-5.
That's right.
And I wanted to announce, I wasn't going to drag down the show with this, but I am withdrawing from the league.
Hey, we haven't solved that problem yet.
No, that problem has been solved.
What, are we changing the rules for him?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
We are.
It doesn't change anything up till now. It's effective week 6.
Well, it'll probably benefit everybody, right?
Yes, I believe so.
That, all right, good.
I believe so.
Everybody wins.
Although, really, what I was hoping was...
But I knew Deuce Staley had a bye week. I knew. Because after Sean Alexander, when I started Sean Alexander, he had a bye week. I mean, that, you know, I did learn my lesson. You don't have to hit me over the head with it.
I was hoping Broyhill would quit the league. Because if Broyhill did quit the league...
Then he dissolves his team.
And in our division, there would only be 3 teams.
Yes, so we'd still have a chance.
And in that regard, 2 out of the 3 teams would make the playoffs.
Absolutely.
And all of Broyhill's players would go to all the other teams in the league.
And furthermore, I hadn't played him yet, so I think that would be like good for 2 wins for me.
Yeah, forfeit.
Right, yeah, forfeits.
I don't think I'd played him yet either.
Let's put the rules back.
Yeah. Come on, leave them like they are.
Yeah.
Ooh, we love a competition.
Mark, W-Y-S-P... That station kicks my ass. Mark?
Yes.
Please, Mike, I'm selling it.
I know you are, and that's a good thing.
I'm selling it.
Way to go.
Rock lives on WYSB.
Absolutely.
Mark.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
Tim Sabian keeps cutting his beard closer and closer. Closer and closer.
Amen.
Closer and closer. Tim Sabian loves saying to Cousin Ed, Has it been 53 minutes yet? Cousin Ed says, why? Because you must play the new Korn record every 53 minutes. Every 53 minutes. Tim Sabian, are you driving the Buick Rendezvous? Are you, Tim?
Hey, cousin.
I'm killing him, and he doesn't even... I'm sure Tim doesn't even know.
Right.
I'm sure he doesn't even know how I'm killing him right now.
Right. Well, it won't be long before we invite ourselves back up there. Yeah.
Mark, what's your big lie?
Well, you guys might be able to relate to this. My wife's pregnant, and we made a deal that I wouldn't pleasure myself or watch any pornography while she was pregnant.
Jesus. Wow.
I've been getting my jerk on 7-10 times a week, you know, watching porn after she goes to bed. And I work from home a lot, so I've been doing it then, too. And she has no idea. And she.
I'm going to say no to that because that is just an unfair situation.
That is unfair. It's justice if you're getting your jerk on 7-10 times a week.
Do it more often, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Bill.
Go ahead, ask.
Bill, where are you from? Hang up.
Bill.
Hello, Don and Mike. What
you getting mad at for?
Hi, I've got a lie.
Yeah, sure. Hi, what's your name?
Josie.
Josie, where are you from?
I'm from Fredericksburg.
All right, beautiful. WJFK. WJFK rocks.
Yeah.
JFK rocks, man, with Bill O'Reilly. O'Reilly rocks.
The radio factor, Don.
Yeah.
Starting Monday.
Mm-hmm. That's me, Mr. Positive. Mr. Positive. What's your lie?
My lie is, my sister kind of from time to time wants me to send my dad money to help him out.
Yeah.
And, I always tell her okay, and I never do.
Well, how much money are we talking about?
Like, $100.
No.
All right.
No. No thanks. No thanks. Okay. Does that one bother you?
Which one?
That one?
What, that lie?
About the money?
It would bother me if you were going to keep it as a finalist. Yeah. Otherwise,
no, of course not. No, I hit the buzzer right away.
No, I thought it sucked. That's why I was reacting the way I was reacting.
Okay.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I've got a lie.
Yes, what's your name?
Chris from Marvelous.
Chris, what is the lie?
When I was 17, I used my mother's turkey baster to give myself an enema when I was constipated. She's still cooking turkeys with it.
I totally don't believe him. I totally don't believe this.
I swear, I've had constipation problems since I was a kid.
I do not.
One time, nobody was home.
I do not believe you.
I couldn't find anything else to use, so I used the turkey baster.
No, I don't believe
this. Of course, after that, I boiled it and put it back in the drawer.
I don't believe you.
Oh, come on, Don.
I don't believe you.
I am telling you. She will freak out if she hears it, but I'm pretty sure she's still using it. The last time I was home, I had my kids, the wife,
the idea,
there,
if
and
it
I
is
saw
true.
That damn turkey baster sitting on the counter.
The idea, if it is true, amuses me.
I don't know.
I was in immense amount of pain. I was looking for something to use.
I don't believe it.
And, of course, I had to fill it up 2 or 3 times with warm water.
See, I don't. First off, how old were you when you gave yourself the alleged enema with the turkey baster?
About 16, 17.
Wait, what 16 or 17-year-old kid even knows
about, like, enemas?
Yeah.
Well, my mother gave me enemas when I was a smaller child, and then I couldn't find the original enema kit that she had. I assume she threw it away.
Have you always had a problem with your digestive system?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, see, he's a ball buster.
No, you're lying.
Yeah,
no,
you
no,
answered
no.
me goofy, eh? You did.
Look, you can call my wife. She knows the story.
Yeah, but why'd you answer like, yes, she did?
Well, no, I guess
yes, I have. What?
I know. I'm well known for my constipation problems.
What do you mean, well known?
Most of my friends and family know that I can go about a week without, taking a crap.
Well, you make it sound like that's a... First of all, you have a wife. You don't even sound like you're old enough to have a wife.
How old are you?
27.
What year were you born?
1975, May 20th.
I guess that math works out okay.
And so have you been to a doctor about this?
No, not since I was a child.
Why not?
Well, my mother took me as a child.
Yeah, but I mean, you say I can go a whole week without... That's really not something to be proud of. That's something to, like, seek medical attention for.
You can go a whole week? You can go a whole week without taking a BM?
But I'm in no discomfort.
Really?
None.
Well, obviously, it was significant enough where you had to give yourself an enema.
Well, there have been a few rare cases.
He's an ass.
He is.
You're an ass.
He's an ass.
I gave you the combination. I gave you the little of both. Little of... Same time.
Maybe if you'd argued a little less, you would have gotten to the finals.
Well, if you call my mother, she will believe it. Trust me, she'll know.
Yeah, right.
I'm not calling your mother.
We're not.
You're out.
Guys.
Happy holidays.
Said I'm not even making it up, and you guys are kicking me out.
Yeah, well, that doesn't have
and
to do with that.
You know, I've thought about calling before when you did the Mother's Day. Tell your mother the secret.
It doesn't have to do with whether we think you're lying or not.
We just think you're an ass.
Oh, guys.
Yeah, because you just argued so much. Strictly subjective.
Well,
this is why the big lie is fun.
Yeah.
Right. It's a true story.
But we understand it probably is.
Don't care. I mean, I still harbor.
Yeah, Don doesn't believe it. And I don't
believe it, but I think Mike might believe it.
I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
But I just think you're, in general, you're an ass.
Stabbing a retard in the back.
Is that? I'm sorry.
She was not retarded. She was deaf with a speech impediment.
And that
dumb, stupid.
And that one, I'm sorry, that's the one I'm voting for right now.
That sounds very legitimate.
Yeah. Now, I will have to tell you that the thought of a 17-year-old giving himself an enema, a 16-year-old with a turkey baster.
Has entertainment value.
And then years later, 11 years later, that same turkey baster still being used. Makes me think that you thought of that story when you saw the movie American Pie, when you saw the guy having sex with a pie, and you thought, hey, I got one. What do I call these guys up? And I say, I used the turkey baster to give myself an enema.
Mm, yeah, except it's true.
Yeah,
and also what disturbs me is you talk about not being able to go to the bathroom for a week. That's not a good thing. That's a very bad thing.
Explain to me how you give yourself an enema.
Well, I have never done it myself with a kit, but with a turkey baster, you fill up the little bulb. I mean, you're only talking about, 3 or 4 ounces of water.
Right.
Fill up the bulb, it fits back onto the lengthy applicator. Of course, I had to do it 3 or 4 times to get enough water in there before I really knocked anything loose. But
I can tell you why this
doesn't
work.
You know what? It wasn't even a great...
Pipe down.
Hold on. Rob's got a theory.
Because the tube of... The tube and the turkey baster holds easily as much fluid as the bulb.
Right.
And he wouldn't be able to propel the water in using the bulb. He would only be able to propel it up the tube.
You can't just fill the bulb.
Right.
When you baste, you just put it in the tube and then propel it.
Right.
I'm a master baster, so I know about all this.
Fantastic.
Rob, once you fill up the bulb, you put it on. Then you
you're wrong, sir.
You use the reverse suction... to suck up and fill up the rest of the applicator part.
What?
Say it again?
You fill up the sink with warm water after you already fill up the bulb, and then fill up the rest of the
stem. Changing your story now.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, you are. Your voice is way too high.
You're losing your head.
Guys.
They had a lovely story about a garden full of peas.
You're out of the contest. Thanks for calling, though.
All right, guys.
And it was a noble effort.
All right.
Okay.
Right,
bye. Toodaloo.
Bye, stool.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Bye. Hang up.
All right.
There you go.
Who knows? I know, Rob. We got a break. You might have been telling the truth. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, it's Chris in Centerville. How you guys doing?
Right, last chance here. Then we're going to have to select a contestant. What's your big lie?
I rented a U-Haul trailer to take some stuff we were relocating back to this area, and most of the stuff was my wife's in there. It was a little 4x6 trailer, but I kept it a lot of days. I paid cash for the thing, like the deposit, and I kept it, and it was found in another state. I was staying at a hotel in another state, and U-Haul repoed it. They rode by. I guess they check hotels for their vehicles that are sitting behind there, and they took it. I told her it was stolen, but in fact it was repoed, and I owe them $750 to get our stuff back.
Not bad at all. I believe it, but not thick enough.
All right, that means we got the same three finalists as we had when we went into this round.
Well, you know, it's just something I think Barry needs to get off his chest.
You know, that's my choice.
My choice. Yeah.
Are you with us on this one?
Not entirely.
I like the woman with the southern husband.
That would be Ashley, who did it with a black guy and didn't tell her boyfriend. Well, she'll be the second choice.
Okay.
And then Kim, who has the boyfriend that doesn't know she's been married, and they've had a 7-year relationship. But we'll keep everybody on the line. However, let me just tell this guy, Barry at Sacramento. Hey, Barry.
Hey, how you doing?
Now, don't go anywhere. We got to do another commercial break.
Okay, I hope my cell phone doesn't die. My battery's low.
Well, I hope so, too, my friend.
Okay.
Because, well, then, you know what? You better just pray it doesn't die. You got another line?
I can give Lisa another number.
All right, why don't we have you
give Lisa the other number? Because what we're going to have you do when we come back from commercials is call your mom, and then you tell your mom that you stabbed the little retarded girl when you were 6.
Okay.
I need a turkey baster.
Okay. You do that, you win a big screen TV.
Great. Thank you.
Hold on, my friend. And if it doesn't work out with him, then it will be Ashley.
Yeah.
Ashley, so you stay online as well.
I'm holding.
If something happens with the other guy, we'll call your boyfriend and tell him that you've had sex with a black guy.
Sounds great.
That will set him off. And if something happens there, we'll go to Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
And this is still a decent lie.
Oh, I'll tell you what. If I call him, he's going to flip out that bad. I'm going to be looking for a new place to live in the morning.
This is a girl who's living with a guy, and she's married to somebody else.
Wow. Crap detector. She just tipped her hand.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, boys.
No way.
Is she out, Mike?
Yeah, she's out.
Why? Dude, I can prove it.
He's going to flip so... But when you embellish like that, why would you call us if you knew you were going to need a new place to live?
You know what? I have wanted to do this for a while now, and I haven't done it. And I thought, well, if I'm going to do it, I might as well get it over with.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Bye, honey. And then there were two.
Barry and Ashley were lovers.
Then there were two.
Ooh, Lordy, how they could love.
And I know I let the turkey baster guy go. Just didn't believe him.
Yeah. But boy, was it fun talking to him.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When you look at the black race, black people are very gifted in what we call worship and celebration. A lot of us like to dance, and if you go to a black church, you see people jumping up and down because they really get into it. White people were blessed with the gift of structure and organization.
That's right.
They do a good job of building businesses and things of that nature. And you know how to tap into money pretty much better than a lot of people do around the world. Hispanics were gifted in family structure.
That's right.
You can see a Hispanic person, and they can put 20 or 30 people in one home. They were gifted in the family structure. When you look at the Asian, the
Asians
were very gifted in creation, creativity, and inventions. If you go to Japan or any Asian country, they can turn a television into a watch.
That's right.
They're very creative. Then you look at the Indians. They've been very gifted in the spirituality. When you put all of that together, guess what it makes?
What?
It forms a complete image of God.
The Don and Mike Show.
You're listening to Robert the Angry Mailman. No, sorry, it's Reggie White.
Just like me, they long to be close to you. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
He was a boy.
Yeah, Robert was saying that to me last night.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go with Barry.
Barry, who stabbed a retarded girl when he was 6 years old, but he later claimed that he was in love with her and that she was not retarded, that she was deaf with a speech impediment.
Hello, Barry.
Hi.
Now, we have two numbers for your mom.
Yeah.
We have a cell number and a home number. Which number should we try?
Probably the home first.
Barry, did she ever forgive you?
I don't know. I never remember speaking to her again. I do know where the house is. They may still even live there.
Your mom going to remember all of this?
I'm sure she will, yeah.
What was the girl's name?
The girl's name was Libby.
Libby.
Well, it's nice that you finally found it in your heart to show a little remorse.
And you stabbed her in the back with a pocket knife.
With a pocket knife.
With a pocket knife. Just a little retarded girl.
This is horrible. What a way. And you said you were in love with her.
Well, looking back, I think I did have a crush on her, yeah.
You had a crush on her, so you were doing it like, you know, kind of like the boy in the schoolyard throwing the rock.
Rob is...
And he's playing a radio game.
In contact now.
Play the game with us? Okay, hang on. When I put you on hold, the next voice you hear will be on. You'll be on the air, okay? Thanks.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Perfect. Now we're cooking. Hello, is this Pat?
Yes.
Hi, Pat. This is Don and Mike show. I'm Don. This is my friend Mike.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Fine.
We have your son, Barry, on the line with us.
Yes.
Hi, Mom.
From Sacramento.
Hi.
He seems like a very nice guy.
Mm-hmm. Playing a game we call the Big Lie, Pat.
This is where we urge our listeners, if there's something that they've been lying to somebody about, and it works best with a mom or dad, something that maybe the mom or dad doesn't know, it's a chance for them to come clean and tell mom or dad the lie, and in a roundabout way, win a prize.
Yeah, we throw the prize in as a little extra incentive that'll get people to come forward with some of these things. And Barry had something on his mind for a number of years that that he wanted to share.
And now that's it.
Barry, I'd like you to use as much detail as you can when you tell Pat this story.
Use the same detail as you used with us.
Absolutely.
Here now is your son, Barry.
Hi, Mom. you remember how old was I when we lived on Eleanor?
Yeah.
How old was I?
Five.
Five or six, kindergarten age.
Mm-hmm.
God. Remember the little girl down the street, Libby?
Libby?
Yeah, the little, she was either deaf or she was retarded.
Yeah.
You remember when she got stabbed in the back?
Yeah.
And do you remember that I was outside? That I was outside whittling all the time, and that I denied it for as many times as you asked me. Well, I really did do that, and I don't know what was in my head.
Oh, my God.
I don't know why or anything. When I look back, you know, I was just thinking about it more since I called these guys, and I, you know, I think about it more. I think I actually had a crush on the girl. But anyway, you know, when I was five or six, I didn't know why then. I don't know why now completely. But, you know, I couldn't ever bring myself to tell you I had done something that horrible.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, I don't know if you ever even really believed me because you asked me so many times. But that was me.
No, I probably didn't believe you, but wanted to. Are we really on the radio?
Yeah.
Pat, we're absolutely riveted by this. This is quite a cleansing experience right here.
No kidding.
So your son knifed a retarded girl in the back.
God, I'm shocked.
Yeah. And you thought he did it, Pat?
Yeah, I actually did.
Well, I mean, you were obviously he was obviously five and
very young.
You know, not real easy for a 5 year old to tell a lie. But what made you think he did it? And what do you remember what happened that day?
I think I remember the parents coming and telling me, and I think they had her with, it's been so long, I won't tell you how old he is,
right.
Just that'll tell you how old I am,
sure.
But it was a long time ago.
So the parents came to your house?
Yeah, they came to my house.
And, was the girl?
The girl's a, that's the boy.
Was the girl, obviously, in whatever limited way she was, able to tell them that you know, she was able to identify the stabber?
I think that's what happened, and then... Right. And then, of course, we talked to him, and he kept saying no. And I know we asked him for days. I remember asking a lot.
Barry, why now? And please tell me it's not because of the giant screen TV.
Well,
I bet it is.
I mean, you know, it's, I have to, you know, as soon as you said the giant screen TV, I had to think of a lie, you know, that I have ever told. But then that one just came rushing at me. I was driving down the road.
For anybody who just might be tuning in.
He's so legit. That's what I like about this
girl. When you stabbed this little girl in the back when you were five.
And you said it didn't go in very far.
Yeah. How badly hurt was the little girl? Mom, do you remember?
I can't remember. I don't think it was that bad. It was just very shocking.
Sure.
You know,
the horrible little evil boy.
You wonder, you know, what are you raising here?
Exactly. Are you wondering that now, Pat?
Yeah.
Well, that, not now?
It actually turned out to be Ray. A fine man.
Oh, that's now. See, that's nice.
And now you know that not only is your son the type of little boy who could stab a retarded girl in the back, he's grown into the fine man who will call a radio show with 6 million people all hearing that at the same time. You must be mighty proud.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Barry, you you've come clean. You've told the you told the lie. I mean, and I believe it 100%.
Yeah, me too.
I wish there was some way we could get Libby the 65-inch TV.
Yeah. How is Libby doing? Does anybody know?
Well, I've only lived in the neighborhood for a year or two.
So yeah.
Down for all we know.
Yeah.
Who knows where she is?
Right. Yeah. God.
Could be beetle food.
For all we know, she could be in upper management at Viacom right now. We don't know.
Yeah. We have no idea.
Probably.
Listen, Barry.
Yes, sir.
You have won a 65-inch big screen TV.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And a DVD player courtesy of TBS Superstation.
Wow.
Watch the nonstop comedy block with friends, Jerry Seinfeld, and more 5 days a week. TBS Superstation is the place to be for the biggest lineup of the best comedies on TV.
And Barry, I do you feel better now?
I do feel a lot better. Thank you guys for the opportunity.
Patsy, do you feel there's any closure here?
I want the TV.
Yeah.
You want the TV. Now, Barry, are you gonna give the TV to your mom?
Well,
you're right.
I guess I don't have a lot of leverage.
You know, that's true. You don't. You know what? And Pat kind of said, yeah, right. Do you want the TV, Pat?
Well, of course.
Of course. And Barry, do you, I mean, it's in your hands. It's your TV to do with what you want.
And Barry, let me put you on hold for a second, ma'am. Barry, be honest with me. She didn't want to give her age, Barry?
Well, I gave mine, so.
I mean, she didn't want to give hers. So,
right.
I mean, what are you looking at? I mean, within 2 or 3 years, you get the TV back anyway?
Or you could stab her.
What the hell? Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh, dear.
You know, old people.
She's actually outlived everybody else in her generation in my family.
It ain't like she's going to wear out the remote control. She's going to go to Turner Movie Classic.
No, she'll just leave it on CNN, man. She'll waste it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you know.
Listen, Mom.
Yes.
If Barry wants you to have the TV, we'll ship it to you.
Well, that's between you and Barry, and Barry's going to have to make that decision.
Yeah.
No, Barry can have it.
Oh, I knew she'd say that. She's such a mom. Give her a round of applause.
Hey, moms.
That's a good sport, nice. Pat. You're a very sweet lady.
But Pat, let me give you something, though.
Okay.
You are so nice. Your supply of Viramax.
Viramax.
Viramax female sexual enhancer.
Ooh.
You can have you can have better sex more often with Viramax.
There you go.
TV.
Do I get
guaranteed.
The man with it?
Pardon me?
Do I get the man with it?
Does she get the man with it? Man doesn't come with it. Is Mr. Barry not around anymore?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Dad's not around.
Wish we could send you, John Forsythe or something.
You know, I'll go. To tie this all together.
It's too old for me.
It's too bad we
too
couldn't.
Old for you.
It's too bad we couldn't find like some late-aged retarded guy to come over and have sex with Barry's mom.
No wonder I don't hear listen to the station.
Oh my God! Don't get upset, Pat.
Just to bring the whole thing full circle.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we'll send you the product.
Viramax available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRI-VMAX. All right,
you're both terrific. We salute both of you.
Nice meeting you, Pat, and nice meeting you, Barry.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Hold on, kids, and that right there.
Wow,
that's how you play the big lie.
You know, I didn't know about old Barry until he got his mom on the line. That was pretty damn strong.
Now we do have to say goodbye to our other runner-ups. They include Ashley. Ashley. Ashley, sorry, it worked out great for Barry.
Yeah. Well. Congratulations to Barry. Thank you.
So, do let me give you the complete season 2 of Friends on DVD, and that is from TBS Superstation.
Oh, that's great.
And Ashley, you see if you can get that boyfriend's mind right, okay?
I'll try to straighten him out.
Very good.
All right, thank you. And let me see, who is this? Donna Mike, hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Who is this?
This is Danny, man. I've been trying to tell you my story. I had him beat hands down.
Really?
Yeah, but I can save it for next time because I listen to you guys all the time.
Well, what's your line?
Next time, put that big screen TV up for me, because I try to call in every once in a while. I can never get in there.
Tease us.
Yeah, tease us. Go ahead.
What's the lie? Just give us a hint.
Oh, man, not yet.
No, just a hint.
I gotta wait. I'm looking for, I'm actually shopping for a big screen, and my stories would get me in trouble,
All right. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? That makes me think it's probably real.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I could probably tell you something that happened 20 years ago like he did.
Okay, he's jealous.
All right, goodbye.
Hey, I once wrote crayon marker on the wall. Give me a big screen TV.
Yeah. All right, get out of here. And, I, you know, I'm looking for the woman, the other woman who's going out with the guy and she's married. I think she's dropped off the line,
I think we get rid of her.
Yeah, we let her go.
We let her go.
Oh, yeah,
remember,
that's right.
She said, I'm going to have to find a new place to live.
Right.
That's when the crap detector went off.
You are correct. All right, well, then all of the loose ends tied up.
Very good. Nice job, Barry. Nice job, Pat.
And that's it with the big lie.
Way to go, giving her that Viramax.
Having a retarded girl.
Yeah, sir. And then now we don't know where she is.
No. First.
That's sad.
That is a first. Tomorrow on the show, the backwards newlywed game.
Very good.
Is it 467?
It is. Hey, you got it.
Finally memorized.
All right.
Source.
Hey.
Hey. How many couples are we looking at for tomorrow?
Joe, how many couples are we looking at here? Hold on.
1,000. 2,000.
Sippy.
3,000. 4,000.
3,000.
5,000.
Same answer you had before?
This is simply Joe answering a question.
3 confirmed, and how many are up in the air?
And 4 new sign-ups today. 3, we have calls into about 5 other couples. So 3 confirmed, waiting for callbacks from 5.
All right, tomorrow should be a good one. If we get 3 couples, that's great. If we get more than 3, even better.
Very good.
It'll be money.
For the backwards newlywed game. All right.
Peace out.
Source out. Bye, Herndon.
There she goes.
There she goes.
That's our producer, Herndon.
Herndon. Lisa Herndon. She very badly wants to be in Playboy.
She does. She's tanning, don't you know?
And you're going to be hearing her, getting her photo shoot done here on the radio in the next couple of weeks.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Barabosa,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here he is.
He made it up.
When do you want me to tell RJ to get here for that?
RJ's not taking the picture.
No, he's going to be so disappointed.
Yeah. Buzz, lead story? I know, don't tell me. Oh, we forgot your birthday.
No, well, no, that's not my lead story.
What is the lead story?
That's the kicker. Today's lead story, it's official. Now there are 7 dead sniper victims.
Oh, boy. Yeah, okay. All right, we'll get to that with Buzz.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
And comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show. And Mike, anytime, from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
These CDAs agree on only one thing. Fantastical.
For the young gay boy in rural America who thinks he's alone, he's not. He has the Don and Mike Show.
Time now for news with our friend Buzz. Brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Limited with minor health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Look for Buzz's face on the little tube.
Hi.
Or try one, call Buzz, 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Here he is now. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike. It's official. Ballistics experts say last night's sniper killing in a Virginia suburb of Washington, D.C. is the work of the same guy.
Yeah, they knew it anyway.
The bullet fragments match those found in the other 6 bodies, and like the other 6 victims, last night's was killed with a single shot from some distance. Investigators say no cards or messages were left behind this time. Also, police say the white minivan spotted last night in Manassas, Virginia is apparently not connected with the shooting. They don't know what vehicle they're looking for.
You know, we talked about this at the front of the show, and it's going to be freaking impossible to catch this guy, at least in the short term.
Boy, I don't know how you do. I am sure they've got people that, you know, that do this for a living in the highest levels of the FBI and ATF, but man, oh man, oh man. A lot of people working on it. I'm sure they're collecting little tiny bits of evidence bit by bit, and hopefully they can put something
together.
You know,
really,
together.
I mean, before... You don't hear it, and if you're there, I mean, I know the street they're talking about here, and I mean, at 8 o'clock at night, there are thousands of people in that area. I mean, thousands of them, and, you know, it was a hit-and-run thing. Nobody knew.
And speaking of large groups of people, in Maryland, Prince George's County Police say they're beefing up security for Sunday's Washington Redskins game against New Orleans. FedEx Field is about 10 miles from the scene of Monday's middle school shooting. Probably wisely, police are not saying how they plan to increase security, but the Skins front office has promised to cooperate. Defensive tackle Dan Wilkinson says he won't even feel completely safe.
I bravely will be attending that game.
Yes, you will. The D.C. sniper...
Did you say Dan Wilkinson?
Yes, I did.
All right. Big,
at defensive tackle, big. Number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
There you
go.
And even he's worried, he says.
He hates that, Dave.
He shouldn't. We embrace it, Rob.
The D.C. sniper may be looking at the death penalty now that his apparent seventh killing has occurred in Virginia. Prosecutors in Prince William County say they want the case prosecuted there, quote, to the full extent of the law. In Virginia, any killing aimed at terrorizing the public qualifies for the death penalty. And prosecutors say they're certain the sniper will be caught. President Bush says the days of Iraq acting like an outlaw state are coming to an end.
Nice, Bush.
He's talking about today's solid vote in the House authorizing him to use the U.S. military to disarm Saddam Hussein.
Come on, do me a solid on this.
The Senate votes next.
Do me a solid.
Perhaps this evening, probably tomorrow, and it's expected to agree with the House.
Solid as the rock.
There's a new sheriff in Dodge. The sheriff is Rudy Giuliani, and his Dodge City is in Mexico. Mexico City has been plagued with a seemingly endless string of kidnappings, robberies, and murders. Giuliani is not only a former mayor, he's a successful prosecutor, and in both jobs, he brought down New York's crime rate. And most crimes go unreported in Mexico City because citizens believe their own Mexican justice system is corrupt. Now, Rudy's been hired as a one-year paid consultant for Mexico City.
Rudy has brass balls.
Yeah, go
ahead. We will have to move like a super Rudy Giuliani is coming down into Mexico.
Man, you want to talk about like the worst gig you could take.
Yeah. He has a consulting company. This is his company's first international consulting gig.
Wow.
Is that Spider-Man? No, worse, dude. Put away that brown weed. It's Rudy Giuliani.
He is a superhero.
Rudy and tight.
A hospital would never put a needle in a patient and then into another patient. But apparently, some hospital workers do reuse the needles they stick into IV tubes. And that's not good either. In Oklahoma City, there's been an outbreak of hepatitis C.
Oh, geez.
A nurse anesthetist has confessed to reusing needles and syringes up to 25 times on IV lines.
I don't care. Here he is now. You're the male nurses at work.
There you go. What idiots. Even in a plastic tube, the needle can still come in contact with the patient's blood, and that's how Hep C is spread. So far, 52 patients have tested positive for the potentially deadly kidney disease. A Republican who's dropping out of the Montana Senate race says Democrats have tried to portray him as gay. Mike Taylor is ending his campaign because he's...
Oh, I know him.
He's a big fag.
Behind in the polls.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Exactly. Faggot.
Hi, Mike Taylor!
The Democrats have been airing... Nickname Rip. The Democrats have been airing TV ads accusing Taylor of misusing student loan money when he ran a beauty school in Colorado.
No, I don't even know anything about him.
The ad shows a 19...
Wait, he ran a beauty school in Colorado?
He did, yes.
Oh, he's got to be gay.
The ad shows a 1980s video of Taylor wearing an open front shirt and gold chains while massaging a man's face. The Taylor campaign says that plays off the old stereotype that men who do hair are gay, a stereotype they call a moral outrage.
Amen.
One tree hugger wasn't hugging tightly enough. A man protesting logging in Northern California fell 50 feet from a redwood tree. Loggers heard moaning and tried to rescue the man, but it was too late.
Sorry.
The man had been living in the tree near San Jose for several weeks.
Pretty smart.
A jury in Maryland has awarded $3 million to two guys who admit they're burglars. The burglars sued a canine officer for releasing her dog on them after they had surrendered. The burglars argued that the officer acted with malice, and the jury agreed.
Now, Charlie, how does it go?
I remember, Joe. Righty tighty, lefty loosey.
Right.
Right. He was so healthy back then.
We may be going digital. Thanks to the efforts of Viacom, the company that owns this show, and the Disney folks who own ABC, the FCC has given the go-ahead to digital radio. That means that in just a few months, some stations will suddenly have near CD quality sound and other features like song and artist identification.
Everybody give me a B.
B.
Give me an F.
F.
Give me a D.
D.
What's it spell?
Big F D.
For AM, it means no more static, and that could be important to the Don and Mike show.
Yeah, right, I guess.
Pfizer has
whatever, Buzz.
Okay.
Whatever.
Hey, come on, don't antagonize the birthday boy.
What? It was his birthday on Monday. You didn't remember?
This is birthday Monday, Rob.
You ass.
Haven't you heard?
I thought you would have done
something. Can't believe that.
Ass.
Pfizer has Viagra. Now the Eli Lilly company has a similar pill. The company says it's faster and lasts longer than Viagra. Just one
Lilly.
Problem. Just one problem. The name of the drug is Cialis. Cialis is also a real family name that's been around since the 15th century.
What?
Now, members of the Cialis family are suing Eli Lilly.
What?
Nice to meet you, Mr. Boner.
Quoting one of the plaintiffs, even if it was a product that gets your hair clean, we wouldn't want our name on it.
Oh, the Cialis's.
Hold on there, Buzz.
All right.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. You know that they won't let the kid down. Don and Mike.
Looking good for tomorrow. We now have five confirmed couples for tomorrow.
Oh, it'll be fantastic.
Including one couple. They're breaking up. Tomorrow's their wedding anniversary.
Oh, my God.
Coming into play the backwards newlywed game tomorrow. Plus, newsmaker of the week and the very psychotic Jim Nance.
Ah, very good.
We'll be jam-packed tomorrow. Here now once again is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. In sports tonight, the St. Louis Cardinals try to draw even with the San Francisco Giants in Game 2 of the National League Series. Allen Iverson says he's ready to play and will. Iverson has a broken finger and was supposed to be out 2 to 4 weeks. Philadelphia has an exhibition game tonight with the Washington Wizards.
Rob?
Yes?
Did you miss the magic words? Allen Iverson.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
I mean, we're always on Allen Iverson alert here.
AI is AI.
Come on, we got to hear from Mrs. AI.
Here we go. Playing in pain.
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
That's wrong.
Where you get that from?
That's
somebody told it to you? Did the one tell you that?
Yeah.
Did the one? Don't ask me nothing. Did the one tell you that?
I haven't spoken with you.
All right, then. Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me.
If
you want to keep it real, you keep it real with me. Because I ain't for no game.
That's right. Tell me about AI.
Because AI is AI, we got to go through that, and we'll go through it. Uh-huh.
I want to hear that tape one more time, but I want to hear it the right way.
Yeah,
give me
right
a moment.
Way?
Give me a moment.
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
That's
wrong. Where you get that from?
That's
somebody told it to you? Did the one tell you that?
Baby.
Did the one? Don't ask me nothing. Did the one tell you that?
Mrs. Iverson.
All right, then.
Baby.
Don't go there with me. Don't go there with me.
Why not, honey?
Don't go there with me.
Baby.
You want to keep it real, you keep it real with
me. I want to keep it real.
Because I ain't for no game.
All right. Baby.
Because AI is AI, we got to go through that, and we'll go through it.
Baby.
Thank you. Fourth-ranked Virginia Tech plays its Big East opener tonight, facing Boston College on the road. The Hokies are 5-0, and they've already beaten three top 20 teams.
Hokies. The Hokies.
Finally, in Toronto, they've arrested a guy who's been going around groping women's breasts.
Hi.
Mostly new mothers.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that would be me. Hi.
That's you. Yeah. They caught him on security video. Zachariah Scott does, in fact, work at a hospital.
Zacharias Geronimo.
But he is not, as he claimed, a lactation technician.
Oh. Let me see these.
I'm a lactation lover.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Gotta go. Thank you, everybody, for a great show today. With the all-new episode tomorrow.
Have you heard? I'm doing my morning show at night.
And good day to you, sir.
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 Can you?
You bet.
I know you're lying.
To Duluth.
Ass.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.